This is Robert Frank, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to themanmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game. Learning your value as a man. Original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man myself, I got the man mindset, got so many girls on deck, cause I got the man mindset, let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better, giving you the insight, being hella honest, teaching you the game, just like that, time to connect with the man mindset, have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one, hosted by Steve the Dean Williams, get everybody talking when you step in the building, showing men how to pull women, go get them like, there's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers when it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation hella interesting, and it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight, you gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right, so the next day you sure to have a good night, ain't no hesitating, time to level up, you think you a player, well it's time to be a better one, need to check Steve, that is who you need, got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe, that's right, so tell me if you're ready, we gon' get it popping, ain't no doubt about it, you be dating with so many options cause you know you got it, so fly, so fresh. Yes, this is the man mindset.
It is. Game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is. Game time.
Yo, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing? It's your boy, the Dean, the man mindset. I want to welcome you all to the show. How you guys doing? Let's get into it. I want to say thank you for those that are listening. And wait a second. Shout out to all my guys out there, the 255 listening to the show. Shout out to you guys out there. Want to give you all some love and everything. First off, I want to give a shout out to the chat room and those guys. And shout out to you guys out there. Hope everything is good with you guys. If y'all want to call in, the number here is 563-999-3056. That's 563-999-3056. If you have a question, come on in. We want to chop it up with you. Welcome all you guys here. Thing about this show, this is, again, like I said, the man mindset. This is a show where everything we show is always in-house, 100% authentic. What we teach is 100% real. And just getting on that because we have a lot to talk about. So also, guys, if you are here brand new, welcome all you guys here and all this other stuff. We ask all you guys to take a moment to go ahead and like, subscribe, and share the show. Helps the algorithm out. And last but not least, if you're brand new here and you actually want to learn game the way we teach you, we ask all you guys to go out there and go to your local Walmart or your local dollar store. And just get a 100-piece puzzle set. It just has to be 100 pieces, nothing more, nothing less. Get 100 pieces, drive back, dump those pieces back, and start the process of creating your mindset to be able to be one with yourself. I will. Guys, I'm telling y'all, And some other stuff. I released the I gave it to the ladies. The new thing I have coming up, but I'm adding some more things to it. Just had a little epiphany in my head, so I'm gonna add some more stuff to it. But I will be dropping that thing for you guys. But in the meantime, just want to let you guys know, I dropped a brand new for all my my poetry aficionados. Dropped a brand new poetry track the other day, and it is called From the Inside Out. Check it out. It's all like 10 minutes long. So make sure y'all check it out. Go to the poetry. It's there. It's called From the Inside Out. It's about 10 minutes long, man. It was a long joint, but it's a brand new track that you guys can check out now until the other music comes in. So we're going to be talking about today about wasting your time and all this other stuff. And all this stuff is very important that we're going to talk about. But before we talk about that, I want to take a moment and talk about something else to show you guys how game works and the importance of when you don't waste your time and how you move and how things work when you move as a man. But even working as a man, sometimes there are, even though as men, sometimes there are mistakes that are being made from a lot of you guys out there. A lot of you guys don't realize some of the mistakes that you're making, but we're here to help and guide you guys. Lines are open if you want to call in, but I want to go over a few of these things real quick because I got a bunch of them. Let me see, where did I put it at? Fuck, Steve, where did you put that shit at? Okay, here we go. So I want to show you a few from Tyler, of course. As you can see right here, you can see that when you have game, you know what you're doing. This is what happens with the women. They will send you guys messages like this. If you have some time sometime tonight, if you want to change your plans, please let me know. I don't know if you understand that I'm trying to tell you, or excuse me, what I'm trying to tell you. It wouldn't take long for you and I to both enjoy it. So these are things, and again, let me show you a few other ones that we have from other people as well. But again, here's another one. Why don't I go straight to the hotel? I'll just text you the address, meet you there, check in, talk about party, whatever. This music sounds awesome outside next door. Jealous room 102. Park in front of room 103. Also, we have a few more from Tyler, but I have some from someone else I want to show you real quick. But this is another one. A friend of mine has come up with some vacation points before the end of the year, and they can't use all of them, so they offered them to me. I don't know if you'd be interested in going to the Bahamas and staying at the Landis for free. Okay, you would just need a plane ticket, and I'm trying to find someone to go. And this is someone, again, guys, these are the benefits of being a man that I'm showing you real quick. Another right here is another message right here, gentlemen, also here. It resonates for me now on what you mean last night, I guess. Okay, she talked about that, deeper, powerful connection, talks about those things. And these are just the beautiful things about being a man. But I'm going to show you something else that a lot of guys do, but real quick, I want to get some more answers right here. Just experience with you. Thank you for making me feel safe enough to feel that vulnerable with you. Okay, the possibilities. I mean, gentlemen, this is the power that you can have when you get everything locked down as a man. Another one right here. You gave me a card about a week ago. I didn't get a chance to tell you how sexy I thought you were. Sorry to be so straightforward. I've been thinking about you ever since. Remember, she's got rented him in her mind, so he's kind of winning right there. Check your profile, and yeah, like they will do. They will check your profile, which is great. Check your profile. We'd like to meet up with you ASAP if possible. Maybe somewhere we could be ourselves. Please let me know if you have time or you're interested. Here's another one from somebody else right here. These are some of the messages that you guys are going to start to receive from women. You're so damn tempting. Oh, wait, let me take off this thing, Fiona. Oh, you're so damn tempting. I want to suck on it and be your daddy. And next one here is, I feel marvelous. Glad you came by. So these are things that happen when you have game. But now let me show you something, guys. So what you want to see right here, what I'm showing you right here real quick, is what happens when you try to take from people. Now, this guy, he had a problem, and he came to me because he did what a lot of guys do. They see Tyler's success, you know, Mike and a few other guys in here who have success that we show stuff. So what they do is they grab stuff that they see, and they don't even know the impact and the power of what they have because this guy was kind of nervous. So what happened was he had to grab the Tyler or Mike message or something. And the woman said, you know, this is kind of smooth, right? So he just kept going. He kept pushing it. So he's like, okay, so this is what you want to be showing off about yourself. She said, I don't know what to say, don't you, okay? I sent my pick and my number to give you, but maybe, we, you know, something about the number being wrong, whatever. A few more, here you go. So here it is. They're talking some more. It's like an hour, 20 minutes away, but I like your profile, and I want to say, because he got some profile help and stuff, but here's a big thing that threw him off, okay? This is the big thing that threw him off right here. The big thing that threw him off was that after he was talking all that shit, because he didn't have a sense of self, she was ready to go and see him. And it threw him off because, like I told you guys before, y'all are not used to really hitting women on a certain place where they want to fuck you or they want to spend time with you and they want to be about you. So this, all this stuff comes into play. All this stuff is very important when we're talking and also breaking down game. So this is something I just wanted to show you guys that, you know, this is always a process of growth. It's a process of understanding. It's a process of moving. So the more you grow, the more you move, the more you will absolutely understand game. So, guys, if y'all want to call in, the number is, I have the number and everything, 563-999-3056. Now, we're going to break it. Now, let's talk. Let's get into it. All right. So, before we even talk about wasting time, so many of you guys waste time yourself. And we're going to talk about why it is you guys waste time and why it is that it's not necessarily the woman wasting your time. It's just that you are training the woman to waste your time. And that's what we're going to talk about. Well, let me see. I'm trying to see. Just trying to move some things around. All right, here we go. Bam. Okay, here we go. Let's go. Now, I just want to make sure I can see the any chats or any phone calls. Lines are open if y'all guys want to call in. But let's go ahead and talk. Let's go ahead and chop it up. Let's break things down. Guys, if you have a question, please put a Q in the chat. If you're texting someone, let us know. And we'll be happy to answer any questions that you guys have. And we'll also bring you in if you have a phone call. But I think it's not even a thought. Some of you guys up here just, let me see here. A lot of you guys are having problems. And the problems that you guys are having is that you actually don't realize how much time you waste for yourself. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Because a lot of you guys are always making excuses and not really going after what it is you want. So what most of you guys do is you create wasted time. And then when you meet a woman, you then waste her time. But we're going to talk about that today because, you know, a lot of you guys have been there. There are things that work for you and there are things that don't work, okay? Something doesn't go quite the way you want it to go, especially when you meet a woman, you're trying to talk to her and all this other stuff. Or maybe you fail to hit the target that you had in mind. Maybe you fail to get the woman. Maybe you fail to push the date. Maybe you fail to get the kiss, okay? But the problem is for most of you guys, when things do not turn out right the way that you want them to turn out, the problem is for a lot of you guys, a lot of you don't take ownership. And it's not just taking ownership of what it is you're doing wrong. It's really being honest with yourself and saying that, okay, well, the problem is what I'm doing and how I'm thinking. Because most of you guys out here don't take responsibility. A lot of you guys out here don't take initiative. And a lot of you guys really do make excuses. And the reason why you love to make excuses, but yet you're so demanding of the woman to be straightforward with you guys and be honest with you guys, is that it is comforting for some of you guys out there when you are making excuses and things like that. It feels good to live with an excuse versus a failed expectation. And for a lot of you guys out there, you're always looking for sympathy. You're always looking for people to feel sorry for you. And this is why you waste time, because all the excuses that you make are creating wasted time. But they're also providing all you guys with reasons to help you guys explain why you are not enough, not to the woman, but to yourself first. And then you come off and show the woman why you're not enough to her. So many of you guys have so many ideas of what you think you want in a relationship, but there's no time on what it is you want. And as I said before, if everything you want is just sex, you've already failed because you're not going to get what you want because you're sticking out like a sore thumb. You're flooding the market of desperation and neediness and things like that. Okay, but through all this, you look at yourself and see that you're not capable of doing things. And when you don't feel capable, gentlemen, and you feel like whatever it is you're trying to reach is beyond your wildest dreams and hopes and aspirations and all this other stuff, it never becomes real to you. And when it doesn't become real to you, it feels like, okay, if it's not real to me, I can wait. I can take my time. I can slow it down. I've got all day. And when you start to cultivate this mindset with yourself, and then you automatically meet a woman, you push the same mindset over to her. And the problem is that most of you guys get in your own way and you don't even realize that you're actually in your own way, okay? For you guys out there, whatever the goal is. But see, here's the problem. How can one demand time from a woman when he is wasting his own time away, making excuses and pointing the finger at other people by not achieving what his goal is and not being able to handle things that come his way and not even making the most of the opportunities that he has? He just throws it away, because I've always told you guys, the first judgment will always be the judgment of oneself. See, a woman doesn't just waste your time. No, there's steps before she wastes your time. Well, it's not even she wastes your time. She can feel like you are a waste of time. And when she feels like you are a waste of time, she will then waste your time. She can read what you're saying to her, and you don't even realize what you're saying. You're so beautiful that what do I have to do to please you? I just don't have enough time in the world to work on myself. I don't have enough experience. Where do I start? Where do I begin? And why is this so difficult? I just don't have any luck. It's just time. I just can't find the right time. And it seems like the world is holding me back, and I'm afraid of the rejection. I'm afraid of failure. I'm afraid of making mistakes. This is too risky for me. I tried it already, and it failed and fucked up one time. So I don't want to do it again. I want to wait so I can reassess, think, and then move accordingly. Okay, when we're moving and wasting our own time, these are things that actually hold us back, gentlemen. It holds us back, because the man that wastes his time doesn't realize that he's stuck in his own moment, okay? And if your life and the game that you're trying to become a part of is not stopping and not moving, why wouldn't you do the exact same thing? See, a man that is moving and a man that understands time is not going to waste his time with a woman that's bullshitting. He's not going to put up with bullshit. He's not going to put up with excuses. I've always had this thing. I'm only going to ask one time. I don't ask twice. I've always felt that way. I do not ask twice. And if I got to ask you for something and you can't give me what I asked for, I'm dismissing you and I'm moving the fuck on. I do not ask twice. But it's not because I'm all that. I didn't say that I was, nor that for you I shouldn't be. But to me, I am. And for me, I'm not going to waste my time, because I want to make sure that I move forward, always keeping my eyes forward, okay? Always understanding that every moment that I decide to make a move on is going to change my life. It's going to change how I think. It's going to change how I move. MTL, I want to say thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for the 52 likes. I appreciate that. Just want to say thank you real quick. Keep posting on that. And I definitely will. But think about this. Most of you guys are all, you feel like you're trapped. Most of you guys out there feel like you're stuck. Most of you guys out there feel like these situations are so tough that you need to slow it down or you need to speed it up. And yet when you do this, you blame yourself for these things. Okay? All the choices and decisions that you have made, gentlemen, have led you to the point that you are right now. Where you're at right now is based on all the wasted time, based on all the excuses. And think about it. You are here right now. Whoever's listening to this right now, the reason you are fucking up, the reason why you're failing, and the reason why you're a waste of time to those that you want to get with is because you are wasting time by your behaviors. Your behaviors are not lined up with your actions, because most of you guys out there are always worrying of things, okay? You're wasting time because you're worried about what might happen, okay? And when you bring that into your world or your kingdom, you're holding down your thoughts. And as a result of that, gentlemen, you choose or hesitate to even move forward. And once that woman realizes there's hesitation in you, she knows that you are a waste of time. Okay, all your habits that you do are a waste of time. Sitting around watching red pill information, a waste of time. Sitting around hanging out with your loser ass friends, a waste of time. Not even working on yourself every day, all day to be a better man, you're wasting time. Not going out there and getting knocked down by women, getting rejected by women, getting turned down by women is a waste of time, because in your mind, you feel that I'm already a disappointment to myself. And when you feel that you're a constant disappointment to yourself, okay, and this is all you think of yourself, why would she? Why would she want to give time to you when all you do is waste time? Because if you look at the time that you have right now, everything is as limitations. You have set limitations on yourself, and you don't even realize that you are setting limitations. And this is why things are not moving the way you actually want them to move, because you're not being productive for yourself. And there is no hope at the end of the tunnel, because you're not looking at the end of the tunnel. You're not doing that, because, see, for me, I've got a vision. I can see a future. But when you're wasting time, your future of whatever you envision is blurry. And the reason why you feel like you're wasting time to yourself is because there's little direction. There's no direction, but your biggest problem is you're goal oriented, especially when it comes to a woman. You want to achieve certain markers to yourself to think that if I achieve these markers, I'm going to grow. But as a result, there's no purpose in how you live in your life, and you're wasting her time. She doesn't want a man that stands still. He needs to be moving. Time, game, life, all these things are moving in a certain direction, and one must keep up with it or you will fall behind. But so many guys out there are mentally defeated, mentally beat up, mentally. Every time she says no to you, every time she turns you down, you feel beat up. You feel like you're lost. You feel like you can't make it. You feel like you can't do anything. And when you're beat up, you lack focus. And when you lack focus, because there's so much, you would say there's so much going on in your life, but there actually isn't anything going on in your life. It's just your mind makes you think that there's something actually going on in your life, and things aren't really working in your life for you to be able to make it about your time. Listen, I tell you this much. Look, just say this, guys, but that is a fixed thing. I am not wasting my fucking time. I will not waste it. I couldn't even imagine what it would be like to just hang out with a woman that's bullshitting you. Bullshitting you like for weeks and months, and you're just sitting around and you're just feeding that fucking bullshit that she's giving you. You got to learn how to let motherfuckers go. But one cannot let one go when one does not believe in oneself, okay? See, if you don't believe in yourself, but it shows why you're not only wasting time, but it shows that she is seeing you as a waste of time, because she's only going to make time for a man that believes in himself. But it's not just the belief in himself, it's also the belief in his abilities to make things happen. And it's not just sex to make things happen. Can you make smiles happen? Blush happens. Can you make her think about you? Can you make her have butterflies when she can't, or she's thinking about you, or you're not around? If you can't do that, you can't. Matter of fact, you can't even do that when you don't believe in yourself. You can't do that because you have all these layers of fear and excuses and all this other stuff. So it prevents you from making the actions that you need to make, because you can never feel like you're going to hit your desired expectation. But here's the thing, guys. When I meet a woman, I hit my expectation. But see, for you guys, you think the woman is the expectation. She's not the expectation. I'm the expectation. See, this is where y'all go wrong, and this is where y'all kind of veer this way, and I kind of go that way over there, because when I meet her, I hit the expectation. When I put my bid in, I hit the expectation. When I talk to her, I hit my expectation. And when I cut her off and dismiss her ass, I always hit my expectation, because she will never be the expectation. But the problem is, gentlemen, you're making the woman the expectation. And when you make her the expectation, she becomes the goal. Once she becomes the goal, you don't have anything behind said goal. So what you do is, okay, there's a pretty woman. Oh, my God, she's so pretty. Oh, my God, what am I doing? All right, well, my exit, I got to get her to like me, goal. And I got to get her to hang out with me, goal. And all these frivolous fucking, like, getting her to like you type shit. All these things. And here you go. What happens when you reach the goal? There's nothing behind that, because then you're stuck, because you've reached a boring ass goal that has nothing to do with the game. But yet to you, you're excited because, wow, she actually likes me. She called me. Oh, my God, she reached out to me. Yes, I got my actually an expectation. Or is that just a fucking goal? It even shouldn't even be a goal. But why do I hit my expectation? Because she doesn't define me. I'm hitting me all the motherfucking time. I am the expectation, because in order to be with or around me, she's got to be on her A game. I keep telling you that. I don't fuck with B and C game, but y'all guys do, because the lack of expectations that you have for yourself, okay? And because you have a lack of expectations when you get around that woman, this is where you become indecisive, because you can't move forward. And then when you realize there's no moving forward, you get nervous. All of a sudden, then, oh, my God, what am I going to do? I mean, okay, now that I have her attention, what do I do? And it goes back. Let me show you this, guys. It goes back to what I was showing you about the guy that followed what we were doing. And he got the success because he was cherry picking. He got the success. But unfortunately, because he got the success, he got scared. So let me show y'all one last time the last message from the woman. Guys, I want to call in. You got the number. If you got a question, put a Q in there. So let's look at the last message. Like I say, though, if you look at the last message that he got, okay, look at the last message, okay? Oh, so you want me to come see you, okay? I mean, we can't meet somewhere out there one day. He said, hey, I don't mind driving, right? And he got fucking scared. Because he hit the expectations, but he didn't even realize he was hitting the expectation. See, once he it was in the first message, he didn't even realize that it was already over. It was already over, because once she realized that he was playing on a different level, then she reacted accordingly. That's how it works. That's how it works with us. We know that we smooth as fuck, but we don't have to tell a woman we're smooth as fuck. They're going to realize we're smooth as fuck, and they're going to notice it. Remember, I always told you guys, you'll be the last one to notice things. Everybody else around you is going to start noticing things about you and stuff. So what happens is that he is indecisive now, because the expectation is should never be the woman. She should never be the expectation. Remember, she is nothing but a perk as you go along your way. She will come in your life and she will go the fuck out of your life and she will come back in. They come in and they go out and they come in and they go out. It's just what it is. But when a woman realizes, and now remember, this is how women waste your time, because this is how you waste your time. Because for me, I can't waste time, because I'm always inspired to be better. I inspire myself to think deeper. I inspire myself to push beyond that point that I think I can go to. But for you guys, is that you lack inspiration, okay? There are so many things that you want, but unfortunately, everything is about a piece of pussy. It's not really about you, and this is where there's no inspiration. See, here's the thing. If you get a piece of pussy, then what? What do you do next? Where do you go from there? You don't go anywhere, because you have reached your mountaintop. And if she is that fucking mountaintop, what's between her legs, and then she realizes it, she's going to realize it, then she's going to waste your time. Because if she's the top of your mountain, then she can slow cook your ass and just fuck you over left and right. Matter of fact, I won't even say they're even fucking you over. They're just doing what women do. Women just chill the fuck out. They're not going to push anything. They're not, okay? But for you guys out there, y'all like are driving like this rusty-ass car. Yeah, it moves forward. It could break down at any moment, and y'all don't even realize that until you discover inspiration and everything. You're going to be just like that old rusty ass car, because there's no part of you. Okay. There's nothing in you that wants to be different, that wants to actually separate yourself. Okay. See, the man that doesn't waste time, he's not going from point A over the river, through the woods, around the corner, get on a boat, from the boat, a donkey, the donkey to the camel back to the horse up the mountain, back down the mountain, get on the buggy, get on a plane, and then circle back to B. That's your life. My life is A to B. That's it. Because I know that if it zigzags, waves, loops, or does something, it is wasting my fucking time, period. And all women have been trained to do, and that y'all don't even realize, you humans, you grass-eating lions, have trained women to do just that, to zigzag, to go loop-de-loop, to start and stop or dash their way through, because you never demand them to move from point A to point B. Or you never move them from point B to an A to give you her best. You don't accept her best because you accept her. And that's not who her best is. But see, this is where a lot of you guys go wrong, because in order to be this, there has to be a bit of unpredictability in who you are. And you don't try to be unpredictable. See, people think that, okay, well, in order to get her, I got to be unpredictable. No. Well, why would you want to be unpredictable? You are unpredictable, because through you, she will get through the roadblocks and the obstacles when you're a motherfucking man. Through you, she'll realize what time is really actually about. Because the man will commit to nobody but himself. There's nobody else. See, I won't waste time because of the commitment that I have for myself. Because for all you guys out there, what are your complaints? That you can't get into pussy. But what is your commitment to? the pussy. You complain that you can't get a woman, but what is your commitment to the woman? Now you can say, well, Steve, how is that you're getting them then? I mean, don't you want them just like we want them? Not the way you want them, motherfuckers. I don't want them. I am here so they can want and need me. I don't need them. I need me. I'm sorry. I need me. And what I'm doing is I am committing to me, committing to creating me and be able to get through things for myself, not for somebody else, because I'm not complaining. You never hear me complain. I dismiss. I don't complain. I easily just dismiss. You're gone. That's it. Goodbye. Easily. See, once you become fully committed in yourself, everything changes, gentlemen, because there's a shift. But the problem is why you're not committing yourself and why you are wasting your time. Thus, she's going to waste your time to just ping off of you is because you guys just never fully commit to anything meaningful or worthwhile in your life. I will say it again. See, I would lie to you if I told you you didn't commit, because you do. You commit to blame. You commit to failure. You commit to making excuses. You commit to being a motherfucker who can't even eat pussy correctly. You commit to a motherfucker who can't even describe how you eat pussy correctly. You commit to not even knowing how to kiss. You think a kiss is like, nah, you can't even commit to that. You don't commit to your mouthpiece. You don't commit to your castle. You don't commit to yourself. So you are making commitments, gentlemen. Don't get me wrong. You're making commitments. And that's why you're sticking to them. Because those negative commitments you're making are meaningful to you. Because if they wasn't meaningful to you, you would stop doing them, but you cannot stop yourself from doing it. And that's why you're always losing, especially in wasting your time. And she is going to waste your time because the commitment that you have. See, you guys see commitment as a goal, again, which fucks you over. My goal is to, you know, I get it in junior high school. When we was in junior high school, our goal is to see how many motherfuckers we can smash by the first semester. I mean, shit like that. How many girlfriends can we have? How many women? How many girls we can sleep with? And how many of us can go ahead and get the older chicks? That was the shit we were doing. But you little motherfucking Poindexter motherfuckers, y'all were just committing to just fucking making excuses and being scared and feeling awkward and all that other stuff. You commit to the wrong things. You commit to goals versus committing to things that are meaningful and worthwhile. Because if it is meaningful and worthwhile, you have the plan behind it. You just don't have what's in front of you. Y'all are always looking at what's in front of you. You're looking at the beauty of the woman. And there's nothing wrong with looking at the beauty of the woman, but what is behind that beauty? Where am I going to lead her beyond that point? Okay, so what? You get her. All right, you talk to her. That's cool, but what's next? And if you don't have a next already in line, ready to go, then you're wasting her fucking time, because guess what? I hate to tell you this. You're not the only motherfucker that is trying to get at her. And if you think you are, then you better wake the fuck up. There are guys out there that are losers, but they have a little bit more commitment than you. So what do you think that puts you in the line? Just because you reached out to her, some of you guys, well, you know, I reached out to her, but, you know, I'm not going to talk to her until a date. Yeah, okay, really? Are you fucking serious? Is that what we're doing today? That's how we're living? You see that? See, what draws her into realizing she can't fucking waste my time is because she knows that I go beyond just being interested in something, okay? I look at the possibilities. I look at the alternatives. I look at the ways of showing her different things when I'm ready to show her, because once we hit that point, see, you hit the point and you stay at the point because you camp out, because you have reached that point. What I'm saying is I hit that point, but I already know what's behind that point. And then from that point just spreads to different, to other points. So the question is where do I want to take her? What do I want her to see? But see, my commitment is to myself. You commit to women. You commit to pussy. You commit to one night stands. Guys, you want to call in 563-999-3056. Guys, if y'all have a question, put a Q in the chat. We got you covered. Guys, if y'all guys are just joining us, please know that we are, we also have a brand new track that we put up a few days ago for y'all guys to check out, on my poetry aficionados. But anyway, getting back to what I was saying is that how we focus on all the things, we focus on what is important to us. Okay. And when you commit to the game, you commit to time. You make important decisions. You ready? To burn fucking bridges. You burn bridges. You know, there's a saying back in the day, you remember burning the ships? The reason why they would burn the ships so you wouldn't have any excuse to fucking run back? Well, as a man, the reason why we are burning bridges is like they're burning the fucking ships is because we're choosing, actually choosing one pathway. And it is one pathway, one thought, one mind, one way, one fucking destination. And it is my fucking way. And in order to get to my destination, which is limitless, I have to dedicate myself. But in the same time, I must be disciplined. In the same time, I must have patience. The same time, I must have determination to do whatever it takes, despite all the difficulties, all the discomfort that may come in my way, and any inconveniences I may experience throughout my journey. Because you're going to experience life in difficult with the woman. She's going to come in. And there, for you guys out there, there are going to be difficult times. There's going to be times where you're going to have to be disciplined to let that fucking ass go, even though you want it. You know you just this. You're so close, but then you say, nah, you got to be disciplined and left to let that motherfucker go. You're going to feel discomfort. You're going to feel sometimes you just want to stay. You don't want to go, and you don't want to grow anymore because being with her feels so good. But it was very important to keep moving, okay? It's very important. Okay, the Sultan. I didn't know it was said by the Sultan. I thought it was Japanese saying. I'm sorry. Thank you, Fad. I appreciate that. But anyway, as I was saying before that, I would just burn the ships. I don't give a fuck who the fuck said it. Somebody said that shit. But I'm just saying to you guys out here is that I commit to something. I commit to the passion of me, not just the passion of me. I commit to the level of passion that I have in me. And this passion that I have in me, a woman will be happy to be a part of. Because she's going to see how much time I put into myself. I didn't say into my clothes. I didn't say into my watch. I didn't say into my shoes. I didn't say into my clothes. I didn't say into my lifestyle. That is not time to me. I'm not putting shit in there. I have to wear clothes. I have to wear shoes. I have to wear shit. But I would just throw shit. I am not trying to dress up just to make a woman smile. Fuck that. I will not do that. I don't give a fuck what they think. If they want to dress up, go to fuckhead. If you want to dress up, go to fuckhead. But you can see why you're wasting time, a time waster, because you're not committing to yourself. You're committing to everything else outside of yourself. Thus, you're wasting your time. So when you get to her, she recognizes that you're a time waster. So when a woman recognizes a time waster, she's just going to sit the fuck back and let you just destroy yourself from within, wasting time. See, the beautiful thing about committing to who I am as a man and not wasting time with myself is because it will give me something that you guys are trying to get, and that is a level of a mindset to see things that's beautiful in who you are, and you can see opportunities. See, going beyond the woman, when you meet her, you get to go beyond that point of you can actually see the moves that need to be made to get what it is you want. But see, what's different is that your moves are blurred by the thirstiness of just fucking. My clear mind, listen, yes, I love pussy just like you guys. And I love the warmth. I love all that stuff. That's cool. But that shit is none of my fucking business when it comes to me. That comes along with it. So I don't have to beg for something I know I'm going to get. But I promise you this much, she doesn't have to give it to me. See that, guys? She doesn't have to give it to me. But here's the thing. See, the difference between you and I is that I don't mind putting her ass on the practice squad. I don't mind putting her ass on the shelf and letting her fucking ass come around and marinate. I don't have no problem with that. Now, again, I will get bored. Again, I will get impatient, not impatient for sex, but impatient for her to come around and make a choice. And when that happens, I let them go. And when I'm gone, I'm gone. I dismiss. I move on. I don't bother. I don't bug. I don't push or anything like that. But you guys do. You keep, see, your time and focus is on keep pushing and keep pushing and keep pushing. I'm not trying to do that. I'm not at all. I just don't want to waste my time. It is too precious to me. Listen, if she's down, cool. If she's not down, cool. But if there's a middle of I don't know, if I don't live in the world of I don't know, I'll think about it, I'm not sure, I'll get back to you. Man, that's death. That's as bad as her saying I'm a sweet guy or I'm nice and kind and I don't want to hear that shit. But see, what I'm doing is I am committing to one thing, one thought, one mind, one way, and that is me. I know what I bring to the table. And in that, guys, they will get nervous and they will get scared of you because they're not used to one that demands so much, not of her, but himself, which means it's going to show her that I've got to have my shit in order. Because if my shit ain't right, he's gone. He's actually gone if I don't have that shit together, if I don't have it right. So what I'm saying is that, listen, along your journey, you're going to run into beautiful women. You're going to run into sexy women. But are you prepared for what comes next or what to get to after you run into her? See, your goal is just running into her and her noticing you or fucking choosing your fucking weak asses and shit. That's not what men do, okay? When it comes to committing and it comes to being what you are, gentlemen, it's not about the little things. Y'all are little things you want. You want her to what? Send you a titty picture, an ass picture. You want her to do something sexual to make you feel like you're going down the right road of sex, and you don't need that. What's even great is you don't even have to ask. You shouldn't even have to ask for it, man. You should never have to ask for it because the commitment is so great that she wants to show you that, look, I'm not committed to you, but I do want some of your time. And I don't want your time to hang out. That's what I got the suckers for. I don't want that time. I want some of your time because I am a temptation, as should you. But you don't see yourself as a temptation. You see her as tempting. And when you see her as tempting, that as far as you go, you will not be able to move forward. You are just going to be in a vicious cycle. And all you're going to be is a dog chasing his tail until you can recognize that there is something that has to be changed in myself. And I have to fucking be more committed in the me versus just being interested in her ass. Interested in her titties and things like that. And if you're just interested, this is where you lose. Because if you're merely just interested in ass and titties, why do you think every move you make is foggy and you can't even see what you want to do. It's so blurry. You can't see any outcomes. You can't see what you want to achieve because everything is blurred to you. So then you have to sit and wait for the moment to happen to you. And by that time, it's too late. And that's something I always tell my guys. Every time we do the bid, I blow them away. It's funny. We go over the bid, and they think it's so easy. We laugh. I laugh at them and shit until we get to this moment. And that's what I'm talking about right here. Because everything is foggy. And they can't understand what the woman can and cannot do. And that it just becomes harder. And they see now. They gain more clarity of what it is I'm saying. But anyway, guys, y'all got a question, put a Q in there if y'all want to call in. The lines are open. I will continue. But what I'm saying to you guys out there is, because I am committed to me and I have a clear, concise idea that is transparent of what lies ahead, I know the sacrifices I must take. I know the requirements I must have to acquire. I learned this at 9. When I was 9, I was learning this. I used to think it was about the woman, and I was so wrong. And because I was looking outside in, and I didn't even see what I saw. But once I started to commit more to myself, then everything changed. Everything changed. Oh my God, it flipped. It was amazing. But it was clarity. But it was a clarity that I had in myself. And it gave me a choice and an option of where do I want to take, not her. See that? It's not where I want to take her, because she's not seeing the world through my eyes to see the clear vision. Remember, most women are just as fucking as foggy as you motherfucking men, because they are only what you have made them to be. Remember, just like I tell you guys, every decision that you have made have led you to this point right here. And every decision that the woman has made has led her to this point right here. But what the difference is, because of you, they see nothing but fog all day, every day. There is no clear. The only thing that they're clear about is that they're not going to give you any pussy. That's a clear. They don't give a fuck. They already know he ain't getting this pussy. I don't give a fuck how much money he has, how much success he has. I'm not fucking him. I'm not fucking him. But guys, I'm going to shock you. Guess what? They will say the same thing about us. He thinks he's a ladies' man. Oh, he's got other women. Guess what? I ain't fucking him. Doesn't matter what he says. I'm not fucking him. I'm not going to be just another woman. I ain't fucking him. Who does he think he is? I want a relationship. I'm not fucking. So, gentlemen, we are still on the same plane, but we're playing by different sets of rules here. We're playing by a totally different set of rules here. See, when they say they're not fucking you, they're committed to that thing. There is a commitment there. But when they say that shit about us, it is a feeling that they think it's a commitment. They're on a feeling. They ain't on shit. They ain't feeling. They're not feeling you, but they are not going to fuck you. And guess what, guys? I keep telling you, they ain't going to fuck us in the beginning, man. Why would she want to fuck me knowing that she ain't the only one? She ain't doing that shit. I'm telling you guys, does not happen that way until the emotion passes that fucking feeling. And once that emotion hits, they're going to want to do it. And they may hate themselves later on that day or later on or regret it. But they rarely regret things because they know exactly what they want. Because once they want the dick, there will be a different type of commitment to that when they want the dick. But see, how can they want dick from somebody that's always begging for dick? It's always pleading. I mean, not for dick, for you guys. You're always begging for pussy and everything. See, I know what it is I want, and I don't want her. I don't need a woman in my life to be what I am. But I know if one is lucky enough to come in my view, or lucky enough to be in my view or my life, she's in for the ride of her life. Why? Because I'm going to show her something that you guys can't show her. What if I can lift the fog? I know I can lift the fog. But what if I'm cold enough? See, I can lift her fog for her, but you know what's more impactful? See, this is a game I'm trying to show you. See, again, you can't listen. You're adding fog. I can take the fog away, but what fucking fun is that? No. I'm going to show her if she commits to me that I will show her how to take her own fucking fog away herself. Thus, that's a greater hook. But see, y'all don't even understand that, whatever the fuck I just said. See, when they're committed in you, oh, the body's already yours. The pussy's already yours. Her mouth, she is committing her whole essence to you because she has an emotional connection where she will give her body to you. And they can't stand the frustration of knowing that they just are, it's just an uncontrollable thing. It's an uncontrollable feeling when I know he's not my type, but I got to have him. I've got to taste him. I got to see him. I let me find a way to commit and find a way, because I can tell if I sway a little bit to the left or I sway a little bit to the right, that motherfucker is gone. He is not, listen, y'all understand, they're going to know when they run into a man. You want to know how, you want to know their first indication they run into a man? Because that motherfucker ain't making about any pussy. He ain't making about fucking. He's not making about fucking. He's not making about sex. But your goal of sex and your desperation shows that you have no commitment to anything. And that's why they play you and waste your fucking time and hang out with you and call you and spend time with you. And y'all are there at their fucking beck and call and all this other shit, I guess. But I'm going to tell you this much. I am too fucking busy and I got too many fucking options. And I can't get them all, guys. I cannot get them all, but I don't care to get them all because I really don't want them all. Okay. I really don't. Even though I've had my fair share of a lot and those like me have as well. But see, that's not what it's about. It's about, you know what? You can come along, get on the bus. You can ride. You got a ticket. Come on in. But if you're just getting on the bus and just sitting there and waiting for me to kiss your ass, you better get your fucking ass off my bus. Get the fuck off. I'm done dismissing you. And that's what I'm saying. Y'all don't even have that in you. Y'all don't even have that. This don't waste my fucking time. Don't waste my fucking time. Please play games. Guys, you know how great it is when they're like, well, why didn't you message me? Did I do something wrong? You know, you don't talk to me as much. What did I do wrong? Well, maybe it depends on the situation. But, you know, hey, look, you're wasting my time. The honest truth is you're wasting my time. Well, what do you mean wasting time? Because all you're doing is bullshitting. See, guys, why do you always think I tell you guys out here, character over all things? Because it allows me to put her in a position that she's not used to and is showing her that, you know what? I need a woman that knows what the fuck she wants. We don't have to get to whatever that thing is right now, but as long as we're going towards it, I'm cool with it. Because then I know you have some kind of a commitment to getting to that spot. Now, again, every woman is different. Some women will slowly go this way. Some will speed it along. Everybody moves on their own speed. But I am not wasting my motherfucking time. Listen, I don't want to hear all this. And look, I don't hear it. I guess I don't want to hear it, but I don't ever hear it. But I don't give a fuck about your values and beliefs and all the other shit, because those are your things. They're not nothing to do with me. And I'm not saying this to be a dick, but what she thinks about herself is her business. It's not mine. But I do understand that. Look, I know you don't trust me. I know you feel a certain way. I know you have these things, and that's cool. You can have those things, but if we don't have an understanding that we're going towards something, get the fuck on. You can have that shit with somebody else. But I'm not trying to force it. But see, guys, here's the thing. I don't ever, this is what is the last resort. I never, ever, guys, listen to me. I never, ever, ever talk about that last thing. Because here's my problem. My problem is, and this is why I let them go. This is the dismiss. Because they're wondering why I'm not around anymore. And then I tell them they're wasting my time. And then all of a sudden they're trying to change and give me more time. And once they do that, I dismiss them. See that, guys? Y'all think I just take them and roll around. No, let me tell you why I dismiss them. See, here's the thing about me. I'm just a dick, but part of how my mind thinks. Gentlemen, if she actually wants you and wants your time, she will make time. I promise you guys. All you motherfuckers out there, well, she doesn't make time. Nah, she just doesn't want you. If she really actually wanted to be about you, she will make the fucking necessary moves. And if I have to tell you what's wrong, you're already at 1 foot out the door. You're damn near out the door because that's the last thing. That's the, you know, Steve, can we hold on a second. Steve, as I post that in 1 second. A lot of them will say, well, Steve, you know, can we talk? What's going on? I don't hear from you as much and all this other stuff. Oh, no, we're good. I'm cool. No, I'd let you go do your own thing. Well, wait a second. What happened? Well, I thought you were interested in me. I was, but I'm not anymore. Well, why aren't you interested in me? Because you're wasting my time. What do you mean I'm wasting your time? Don't we talk here? And I say, yeah, but it's, listen. There is a difference between us talking and going towards us fucking versus us talking just to talk. And if you're talking to me just to talk, you better take your ass. I am not your fucking friend. I am not your fucking shoulder. Now, listen, once we fuck, hey, we get fucked. I promise you guys, after we get done fucking, I can lay in the bed with you and we can watch Lifetime and We Channel and we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. But I'm not doing any of that shit in the beginning. You got me fucked up. But see, here's the problem. Problem is when I tell them what the problem is and then they change because of the problem, I have no choice but to let them go. See, guys, you never, don't ever force them to like you or want to be with you. It's the worst thing you can possibly do in the world. Hold on, let me get to this question right here or the statement. Let me see what he's saying. Hold on. He's saying, I don't respond to two texts, even my mom. My little bro says, give my girl a number. She says, statement. I offer. She says, I only ticked on 4 or 5 minutes. Say, cool. No, I don't. Okay. I'm not kind of understanding what you're saying. If you call and give me more, I listen. If you send me God, let me tell you something. Let me tell you how much of a dick I am. Send me one word, please. Send me one. If I reach out to you and you said, please send me one word. Send me one word response and watch what the fuck happens. Just do it. For me, she's got to do a lot of work to keep me interested. She's got to do a lot of work. And sending me a word is not good. I'm dismissing you. It takes a lot for them to stay because I'm not you guys. I'm not going to sit around with all this simple bullshit that y'all guys deal with on a day-to-day basis, okay? All right? I'm saying to you guys is that I'm not trying to force her to be different. And oh wait, let me put the number up. I thought I had the number going. I don't want to force her to be. Oh, and the number's above me. I'm sorry, shit. I don't want to force her to be different. I don't want to force her. I know what I bring to the table, and if she can't see that, then I'm not the one for her. But I will play devil's advocate because again, I will have some that are fault. See, I will deal with surface-dwelling women that are used to fog. They're used to giving guys one-word answers, and they're used to not showing a commitment or showing any type of. They're so used to you basic motherfuckers that they're not used to one that demands much more. You know what I mean? They're just not used to being around a real man that demands more of them. So remember, like I always tell you guys, this is where Merciful King comes in at, because, you know, I will show mercy sometimes. I'm merciful, but I'm just like that, but not all the time. No, fuck that. Look, if you actually want to fuck with me, you're going to show me you want to fuck with me. And once I realize you ain't showing me you want to fuck with me, I'm done. I'm gone. I am gone. I'm packing up, going to the next town. And that's what men do. That's the beautiful thing about being a man. We can do that and be fine with it. I'm fine with it. And maybe I'll run into it again. Remember, guys, I told you. Remember old Pam? Remember that she was a mutt. She was Filipino, black, and something else. You remember, guys? I was trying to fuck Pam. But see, Pam wouldn't fuck me because I was fucking all the women that were coming. I was like fucking the women that would have the kids and stuff. So they would like go to the car. I mean, I was just fuck. So what? Pam would not fuck me. Pam would not even fuck with me because Pam knew that I was not only fucking the women that were coming in, I was fucking some of the chicks there. So I was a fucking am. But everybody wanted to fuck Pam. Pam, 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 Pam. Everybody wanted Pam. Pam had pretty eyes, pretty skin. Pam was like that. But Pam was bullshitting. So once I realized Pam was bullshitting, I said, all right, you know, every time we got together, it would always end up in us kissing a little bit and messing around. And she's like, no, I got to stop. I can't do this. Because I know how you are, Steve. I know how you are, Steve. How the fuck am I? No, we can't do this. We ain't doing this. And it's like, oh, see, I saw you over there talking to that one. I saw, you know, this is how it was. So peep gang. So when I left, I didn't talk to Pam for years. Okay. So when the Houston Rockets won the championship, I think it was against Orlando. It was one of the years they went back to back, but in the 90s they won. And I always had a ferret. See, I always had my ferret with me. I love my little ferret and shit. So they block off this thing, like in technically Richmond Avenue, where Dave and Buster's were all and all that shit. And all we would do was walk up and down the road, cars driving slow, honking, and all this other shit, right? Guess who the fuck I bumped into? I ran into motherfucking Pam. I ran into motherfucking Pam. Yeah, Pam had yams. I ran into fucking Pam ass and shit. And I was like, yo, Pam, what's up with you? What's good, sexy? You know what? And she's like, oh, nothing. And she's like, I'm just with my girls and all this other stuff. You know, my man doing something. I said, well, shit, you single right now to me. I mean, you right now, right where we at right now, you all single to me. Here you go. Pam, just give me a call. Hey, we got some unfinished business. And you just. Anyway, so Pam calls. Pam comes over. Pam gets fucked. And the only reason why is because there was some distance. But the thing was, we laying in bed or we was on the floor, wherever the fuck we was. She then started telling me that, you know what, you know, she had feelings for me, but she didn't want to get hurt. But that comes with the fucking territory. When you're with me, there's going to be some kind of a hurt in that motherfucker. You know what I mean? But yeah, I got Pam. Yeah, man. Hey, I'm fine. Guys. Y'all know from the 90s, I always talk about, man, I wanted to get Pam. Pam was bad, but Pam would only mess around with me. She would never, honestly, I ain't going to lie on my dick. So y'all thought I was fucking Pam. I was not fucking Pam, would not fuck me. But you know what? When I said, when I was ready to dismiss her, I dismissed her. And I was like, nah. Like, when she wanted to, like, you know, go around the corner to talk. See, Pam was weird because she liked taking me around quietly around and talking to me. And then, I mean, you know, when they want to, guys, for you guys don't know, they going to get kind of close to you and they going to start playing with your tag and all that shit or saying, oh, you probably got something on your face. No, come here, Pam. And then it was, I won't see, she wasn't teasing me, because a tease is when she's taking your fucking ass to dinner and you get a hug out that shit. She wasn't teasing me. She just didn't want to give herself to me because she knew doing that, that what the fuck happened. She thought it was that old notch on the belt type bullshit or whatever the fuck that is. So once I dismissed her, I was gone. And luckily I ran into her. It was the Orlando Magic. I think when they swept the Magic, I forgot to, it was in the 90s, midnight, but yeah, dog. Oh man. Yeah. Pam finally came to fuck around and shit. Yeah. But then, so it's what it is, but this is what I'm trying to tell you. I don't want you guys ever wasting your time with women. I promise you, when they're actually interested in you, they will show you something different. But you cannot judge her for not showing you anything different, because most of these women operate in the fog. Okay. A lot of these women don't know if they actually have a man or not. So it's a little bit of a little balance. If you say, guys, if y'all want to call in, the number 563-999-3056, if you got a question, put a Q in there. We got you covered. But y'all guys do not do anything about anything. No clarity on what it is you want to be for yourself. And when you don't know what it is you want to be for yourself, you're not going to grow for yourself. Thus, everything that you do is not going to work for you. I know a lot of you guys want everything to work for you, but it just doesn't work for you, because there is no commitment to oneself to be better. I've always told you guys, I want you guys to be better. Did Pam call? Yeah, she fucking called me. Yeah, I gave her my number. She called me. She didn't call me that night, but when she called me, by the time she called me, I was talking so much fucking yak to her ass. I was like, hey, come on. I was telling her, come on through, man. I was, man, dog. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. But she didn't stay around. She didn't want to stay around. And the only reason she didn't want to stay around, because it was like, gentlemen, it's a no win for you. I promise you guys, the pain that you give them, and I'm talking about missing you. Guys, have you ever, this is how deep it is. It's so deep that when they're with you, they miss you because you're with them, but it's like they're trying to hold on to time, but time is moving faster than it does with somebody else. It's just, everything's moving fast. Everything's going fast. And they know coming up to that point where I'm not going to see you tomorrow. I don't know when I'm going to see you. And she didn't want to deal with that. A lot of women don't want to deal with that stuff. I got to keep telling you, all you guys out there, a lot of women don't want to deal with that. And I promise you, they don't. They don't want to deal with the when am I going to talk to them again. And because they have you guys in lock, they got you, but the unknown, I mean, that's what I'm saying. When you're committed, you're the unknown guy. You're different. You roll different. Okay. But this is what it's all about when you are truly committed to yourself. The commitment that you have for yourself is beautiful, because once a woman wants a man that knows what he actually wants and is willing to let something go. Let her go. I will let a fucking woman go fast, and I am fine with that. But see, I know you guys see it as crazy and y'all not there yet, so I kind of like stop talking about what real fucking men do and try to get y'all to see, as you become a man, you will be able to let them go. I mean, you listen, let them go. That women will play games with you because they know they can get away with that shit. You cannot get away with playing games with a man. He's not going to play that shit. You can't get away with an attitude. I'm telling you, all this shit that y'all deal with right now, I wish, God damn it. Sometimes I wish that shit. You know what I mean? Hold on, I'm bringing A1A. You know what I used to do for fun? I used to like call women up and I'd be like, hey, baby, can you call me a bitch? And she's like, no. Hey, baby, cuss me out. Do something. Let me know what it feels like. Stop playing. All right, let me bring in area code 818. 818, what's your question? What's up? How can we help you?
Steve, how you doing? This is Mike S. How you doing, man?
Fine, sir.
I have a question.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. I just need some advice. This is I'm talking to a woman online right now. She's in Arizona.
California. Wait, I got to stop right there. What are y'all talking about?
Right now, it's getting to the point where I want to go out and see her. Okay.
What are y'all talking about?
We're just chatting.
Well, how long have y'all talked?
She's telling me about her job. She's in real estate. Okay.
Wait, how long have you been talking to her? How long have you been talking to her for?
About 10 days.
Okay, so she's
very,
talking about...
Very lightly, Steve. Very lightly. Very lightly, not like extensively. She's not giving me enough time to really, like... I'm trying to spit that flavor in her ear, like you say. I want to get her on the phone.
Brother. Okay, wait. Okay. This is what you surface dwellers don't understand. You ain't got no flavor, dog, because you ain't got no game. So why do you think you're trying to spit? Why try to spit something that you know nothing about? So are you actually spitting flavor?
Well, Steve, the thing is, the only way I could really spit that flavor is if I get her on the phone, dude. Because when, hold on, I'll let you finish. I understand what you're saying. It's hard to apply the game that you're talking about through an internet messaging.
Okay, stop. Time out. Let me tell you why you're lying. Listen to me. I'm going to tell you why you're lying. Please let me explain. Please push aside your ego and self-importance and listen to me. What is the common denominator between a man texting, talking on the phone, being face to face, and putting a note on a dub? Who is the common denominator? So if you're the common denominator, then you don't know what the fuck you're doing then. Because the same way you are talking to her should be the same way you should text her. You never change. You see, this is what y'all service dwellers try to do and why y'all lose. You try to separate church from state. You want to say, well, the way I talk to her is different from the way I text her, which is different from the way I'm on the phone with her, which is different from the way I'm on a date with her, which is different from the way I do this and the way I do that. This is why you lose, because you are the common denominator. It's just that you just ain't got enough game to do it, but you don't want to admit that to yourself. You want to see. Hold on. Let me finish. Let me tell you what you're doing. See, let me tell you what your mind does for you. Your mind tucks your ass in and gives you warm fucking milk by giving you a sad excuse to use instead of giving you the hard fucking truth. And that's why you're doing what you're doing right now. Because you feel like, well, wait a second, Steve, I tried to get on the phone, but, you know, I mean, there's no way I could do it as a text message. That's bullshit. That's total bullshit. But please. Go ahead and explain to me how all those things are separate. Please explain it. Please.
Okay, I want to. I mean, you're jumping the gun here, and you're assuming a lot of stuff.
Hold on, Steve. How the fuck am I assuming? You were the motherfucker that said, well, Steve, I'm trying to get on the phone because I can't do it in text message. I didn't say that shit. You did. You said it. I didn't say that. Wait a second. I hope all the guys in the chat room listen to me. I didn't say that you didn't say that shit. I'm just taking what you told me. So how am I getting things misconstrued when you told me specifically that you're trying to get on the phone because you can't do it through a text message? Did you not say that?
It's more effective when you get them on the phone. Yes.
How? Okay, sir. What if I told you I still have the same power through a text message that I have on the phone? Then what is your excuse?
It's not a text message. We're chatting back and forth through the dating site.
Okay, brother. I don't care if it's a note you put in a bottle and toss that shit in the ocean. It doesn't matter. The problem your mind is fighting you and trying not to listen. Is that you're the problem. You're the problem. You have no flavor, no game, no mouthpiece, and you don't know what the fuck you're doing. You're doing something.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm trying to. I think she's talking to several guys right now, so, you know, I'm not the only one she's talking to. So.
But wait, stop. And that's beautiful. You know what? You know why that's gold to me, or diamonds to me? You want to know why? Because
why?
When I talk to her, she's going to see why she needs to talk to me, because all them average motherfuckers are just talking at her. They're not talking to her. And that's what, and see, when you have game, that's what you want. You want her to talk to other guys, because let her see the difference in you, because you don't operate like the average guy. But let me ask this question. So what is her talking to other guys got to do with anything? Because you brought it up. What is her talking to other guys got to do with anything?
She told me.
Okay. And what did you say when she told you?
Nothing. I mean, okay. I didn't really bring it up.
Wait, hold on, my brother. Okay, I got you. It's cool. I got you, brother. Let me ask you a question. What do you think if a woman told me she's talking to other guys? What do you think I'm going to say?
I think you would say, that's fine. Do what you got to do.
Nope. You know what I would say? I would say, I appreciate what you're telling me, but don't you ever bring up another man in my presence again. Because if you bring up another man and disrespect me like that, I will dismiss you. That's what I would say.
Okay.
Because guess what? I'm not a fool. I know you're talking to other guys. See, okay, you remember when you were small and you always see that little smart-ass kid? You knew the motherfucker was smart, right? But when the teacher asks a question, not only will he raise his hand, but he'll give the answer while he's raising his hand. You're like, God damn, will you shut the fuck up? You know what I mean, big dog? You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
So what I'm saying is that, listen, I don't bring up – see, here's the thing. I don't have to bring up other women. They know by the fucking way I am I have other women. But you telling me about other guys, listen, I know you have other – I'm not a fucking idiot. But you don't have to throw that – don't throw it in. I mean, how did she say that to you? How did she say that to you?
She said it in a kind of a sarcastic, you know, way during the conversation.
How did she say it, sir? I'm not asking how. I'm trying to hear what she said. How did she say it?
She said something about, I'm getting bombarded with messages on this site. I'm still trying to get back to everybody.
Exactly.
With the LOL laughing out loud.
Which is cool. No, that's cool. But your silence was your death ticket. Your silence was your death ticket. You hit the first hole in your Titanic because you allow her to disrespect you and you said nothing. And that was even on the phone. That wasn't even a text message.
Steve, if you... correct me if I'm wrong. The goal here is to try to have success online. Okay, so if I say something that's disrespectful to her, that opportunity is gone. You see what I'm saying?
Wait.
I want to maximize.
Okay, but in your surface dwelling thinking, that's why you guys lose, because you're playing by the rules of society. You're playing by the rule of fear. You're playing by the rules of loss. Do you understand when you check a fucking woman how it turns her on, not feeling but emotionally? Because what makes me different from all the other guys is I don't fucking need her. She doesn't do anything for me until I say she does, right? And I can easily dismiss her.
Right.
And you want to know when I easily dismiss them, why they come the fuck back? Because they're not used to a man. They deal with scared males that tippy-toe around, that try to say the perfect thing, that try to do the perfect thing. But the one thing that they're doing is being a man, because listen to what you're saying. But Steve, if I do that, I'll lose her. If I say this, you know, I might not be able to talk to her again. And that's why you won't get her, because you are not willing to sacrifice that fucking woman because your standards are more important. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. That actually does make sense.
Right.
Okay.
So, this is new to you, so yeah. It's all love. I'm just saying, well, it's all love, brother. I'll let you tell one second, but I'm just saying that I'm trying to show you, and you can't see it. See, I'm attacking the emotion. Fuck her feelings. And in attacking the emotion wants to be wanted, and it will go towards the thing that doesn't want it. Why do you think the assholes in the bad boys?
Hold on. Let me say something. I don't know if you realize that if you sound disrespectful or condescending through a online dating website, she can report you and they could flag you. Okay.
Is there anything disrespectful by saying that don't talk to me about other men because that's disrespectful? Is that mean?
I mean,
is that
it depends
rude?
On how she interprets it, Steve.
I don't give a fuck.
It depends on her point of view, man.
I don't give a fuck. All right, but again, who are you worried more about, her or you?
No, I mean, I'm me, but I don't want to get flagged and not be able to use the site. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
I understand what you're saying.
Okay, but you're using the site to be food for these women. Look at you. You're food. They don't want to see you anything more because they see you don't have any experience. And that's why they say what they want to say, and your silence tells them that you are actually just like everybody else. Because you're not willing to sacrifice. And I didn't say call her any bitches. I didn't say anything like that. But if they try to flag you or something like that, you can say, well, I just find it disrespectful that a woman talks to me about other men. And I just corrected her by telling her, don't do that. And there's nothing wrong with that. I didn't say, you goddamn bitch, motherfucker. I didn't say that. I just said, don't talk about other men around me because that's disrespectful. That's all I said. So they should not flag me for that. But what I'm saying that you don't understand is you're going to get a flag, but that flag is not going to go to the company. The flag is going to be staked in the emotion. That's the flag. Because you're not kissing her fucking ass because you don't realize by you not saying anything and you're tippy-toeing around why she doesn't want to be with you. Why she's talking
Steve,
to
are
you.
Steve, hold on. Correct me if I'm wrong. Okay. The goal here is to – you're saying by being like this, you will consequently trigger emotions in her to where she wants to deal with you. In my mind, I'm thinking she's going to say, F off. I don't want to deal with you.
Okay, but
you know
let's look at that. Okay, wait, but let's look at our minds. Is my mind on the surface, or am I at my core and you're on the surface? Which would that be a right statement? You're on the surface right now, right? You do understand it, right?
I don't understand your question.
A surface dweller is just a male. You're not a man. That's why you're on the surface making excuses and scared to do shit. Cause that's what males do. No disrespect, but I am a man. I am not you. So I don't think like you. And like you said, you're right. Our thinking is two totally different opposite sides of the spectrum. But if you want to win like I do and men like me, you will change your way of. But if you want to keep thinking that, go right ahead. I'm not here to change your thinking for you. You just got to see what it's like to be a man by listening to men versus trying to. And you're living in a world of scarce. You're scared. You're living in a world of tippy-toeing around. Listen to what you said in your mind. You actually think that you're going to lose by standing up for yourself. Do you hear what you're saying, mm-hmm. Big dog? And it's not, I'm just saying, just listen to what you say. Listen to how you talk. I don't talk. Do I talk like you? No, I don't talk like you. Because that's why they want to fuck with me. Because I don't talk like that or think that way. I'm the prize. She ain't the fucking prize. She's a fucking woman. Are you ready? She's a fucking – matter of fact, hey, read her profile. Don't read her name. Can you read her profile? Go to her profile and read her profile. Let me tell you all the bullshit saying.
I'm not logged in right now. I'm not near the –
So let me get – okay. So
I want to be honest with you. She's getting hit by a lot of
She's getting hit by a lot of DMs, and it is kind of fucking with me.
You're missing it. Okay. Yeah. Right, my brother, you're missing it. You don't even see what's in front of you. You're missing it.
What does her
getting hit by DMs? What is that for you? Why do you care?
They love the attention. That's what it is.
All attention is not good attention.
I know, Steve. I know it's not, but women love attention like plants need sunshine and water. They do like the attention online because she
sir,
can.
They
don't.
Let me explain. If you just allow me to listen, if you listen and just think for a second. If she really actually liked all the attention from those losers, don't you think she would be dating, going out, or fucking all those guys she's getting attention from? It's fake, false, surface level attention that doesn't do anything.
Yeah, I agree with you. You're right.
Why even bring up her having other guys in her DMs? What does that got to do with anything?
I don't know. It's competetive online. I'm just saying
Let me ask you a question.
It's competitive, Steve. It's competitive, man. Come on. I'm being honest with you.
Sir,
it's competitive online.
Sir, that's the lie you want to tell yourself, and that's why you're losing. Because you've already got a built-in, weak, soft excuse. Well, I didn't get it because it's competitive. It's other guys and all this other stuff. I'm trying to show you, if you get out of your damn way, that those guys are not competition. They're your fucking workers. They're not competition. They are your workers. Because here's the good news. Here's the good news. If I got on that app with the app that you're on, y'all all would be my workers. Because I'm not operating like you operate. See, you operate from a scarcity mindset. You operate from a weak mindset. You operate from an inexperienced mindset. And you operate from the there is competition out there mindset. You know how I operate? I operate for me. I'm my only competition. I'm my greatest competitor. See, I think different than you do. And this is why she doesn't want to be with someone like you, because you're worried about other guys. Listen to you. You're actually worried about other guys instead of believing in yourself to be the guy. You don't believe you're the guy. That's why you're worried about other guys, my friend. But you don't see it.
Okay.
So let me explain something. All my guys that are my students that are with beautiful women who have hundreds and thousands of guys, you want to know why they're number one? Because they don't operate like these bitch-ass guys do. They don't operate, think, or move like those guys do. They are number one, damn near zero shit. And guess what? They move, think, and operate like the prize, not her fucking prize, the prize. And if she wants them, then she has got to adjust her fucking behavior for them. You see what I'm saying? Does that make any sense?
Right. Okay.
But see, but you can't see that. You can't. I know you're hearing it right now.
I understand. I understand what you're saying.
What am I saying?
I mean, you have to honor your preferences. You got to put yourself first.
You are putting yourself first. First and last. You're the first person in last place. That's where you're putting yourself in right now, because you don't believe in yourself, and you don't even believe what you just said. I can tell you don't believe what you said. You just say, see, your mind has a way of playing tricks on you, my brother. And again, I appreciate this call because I got you. I'm just trying to open your eyes up to showing you why you're losing. Because here's the thing. I'm going to give you a question. You've been talking to her for 10 days, right? 10 days?
Yes.
Okay. And you haven't even set up the date yet?
No.
Well, of course you did. But tell me, why haven't you? Count to five.
I don't know.
No, I got you. Wait, count to five real quick. Count to five.
Because one, what? Two, three, four, five.
Okay. You know what the difference between your answer you just gave me and you counting to five? Is that you actually believe in that fucking those numbers you counted. Because you didn't say one, two, three, four, five. But when I asked you why didn't you set the data, what is the first thing that came out of your mouth? Because this is why she's not going to fuck with you. Because you don't even know why you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Why would you sit around and waste your time talking to her for 10 days and you haven't even set up a date to see if she's even worth your fucking time, young man?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I would have said within the first three messages. I mean, you might be new. How long have you been listening for, big guy?
A couple of years off and on.
Then listen, you need to just stop listening to me because you are a fucking failure. Because if you've been listening to me off and on, then you have not only failed, but you failed. Why be here? Why be off and on listening to me knowing that the game I teach is night, nothing else, no one else teaches, number one, that can get you to success. So why would you be off and on? And then you see what the fuck you have going on right now. And you should see why women don't want to fuck with you. Because there is no commitment in being excellent. You really don't want to be a man. Isn't that a fucking shame?
No, that's not true.
Again, see that? See, you. This is beautiful about what I'm teaching all you guys. Whenever you can't answer a fucking question straight on and you say, that means you got to think, conjure up, or have your mind come up with something to make you feel better. But it's okay. I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying that, listen, be here. I'm glad you're here. Hang in. Go. Do whatever you surface-dwelling motherfuckers do. It's cool. But you ain't going to ever win because you don't have a winning mentality. Because all you want to do is have it just drop like a stork at your doorstep. You don't want to do any work. You're not committed to yourself. And you don't even fucking know what you want. But yet you want, and you're fine with talking to a fucking woman for 10 days. And you haven't been even man enough to set up the date. You let her talk about other dudes. You're talking about other guys as far as what she has in her DMs. But you have not said anything about yourself. Isn't that a fucking shame, big guy?
Yeah, I mean, it's taking too long. I agree with you. It is taking too long. I should have already gotten her.
Yeah, but if you
would have
been a student of the game, this wouldn't even been a phone call. You'd be asking me how do I get rid of it. This would have been how I get rid of her.
There's good some points in it. Yeah, you're right about some things you're saying. I haven't handled it the best way.
Wait, you're right. Yeah, tell me one thing I'm not right about. Please tell me what I'm not right about so I can correct that. I want to know what am I not right about?
Well, the stuff you said about me is not true. But
what is it true? What, that you're a loser? What did I say about you? Wait. So you think a winner just lets a woman walk all over him? You think a winner lets a woman talk? Does a winner talk about other men? Does a winner complain about competition? You telling me that's what winners do? Then I'll be a loser. Hey, if that's what winners do, I'll be a loser. If that's what winners do, please let me be a loser. Because I don't want, if that's winning, I rather lose. But yet, you know what? You know what your greatest problem is? You don't want to see that you fucking suck. And you actually think you have game. Wait a second. If you're such a winner, why is she still talking to you for 10 days and not give you no pussy? Or even go on a date with you? Winner, please tell me.
Steve, I told you I tried to get her on a phone call.
How did you try? Tell her, what did you say to her to get her on a phone call? That you couldn't say in a text message, but what did you say to get her on a phone call?
I asked her if I could call her.
Oh, wait. Okay, wait. You winners
and then I thought.
No, you said it right the first time. Wait, I didn't make you say said, so you begged her or asked her permission to see if it was okay if she could call you.
No, I didn't beg, but I did ask her
okay.
for permission.
What do you think asking a woman if it's okay if she calls you is? You don't think that's begging in the world of game? Do you think I'm going to call a woman and say, well, is it okay if you call me sometime? Are you free? Do you think I'm going to say that shit to a woman?
No, I don't know. Would you?
No, because no, I'm not a winner. No, in this, in your bizarre world, I'm a loser. I'm a loser that gets pussy. You're a winner that doesn't get in the ass. So as a loser in your world, I don't fuck. As a loser, I'm telling her motherfucking ass to call me. I'm telling her what to do as a loser in your world. Because if you actually think you're a winner, then I am a fucking loser. I am the opposite of you. So you're in your little false world, again, that your mind is cooked up for you, you actually think you're a winner. Do you actually think? Are you put? No, you don't mean this, do you? You mean that you think you're a winner?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, what makes you a winner? I'm curious. What makes you a winner?
I mean, I've been successful.
I mean,
you know?
Wait. Winners. Okay. I forgot. Losers. Losers say things straight out. They don't say oohs, ahs, ohs. I mean, So I'm a loser. So I understand the winning conversation here. So why are you a winner? What makes you a winner?
Because I mean, I kept her going for 10 days. It's been a good
before going. Whoa, 10 whole days. Boy, hey, man, look, as a loser, by the 10th day, she'd have been sucking my dick. But I'm losing, though. I lose. Day 10, she'd have been licking my nutsack. But I'm a loser and you're a winner because you had her on for a whole 10 days. Boy, aren't you winning?
Well, Steve, she's in another state.
Huh. You know what? I understand that. And you know what's so weird? Look, they got these things. They were made by, I think, the Wright brothers, and it's a contraption. It's kind of like an oval shape, and it's got wings on it, and you put gas in it, and it does this weird thing called fly. And it's amazing that it can take that person from that state to another state. Oh, I think they call them aeroplanes or something. But I'm a loser, so what do I know about that?
Okay. Well, I mean, I disagree with you.
You're a winner. You're supposed to disagree with me. I'm the loser here. But you're the winner that has been talking to a bitch for 10 days and you ain't fucking. You're talking about other men. You're making excuses. You cannot talk, text, fuck, or anything, and you're a winner. But yet, in your world, I am a loser that has options of pussy that can get pussy. And I promise you, by day 10, I'll probably be fucking, yo, but I'm a loser. So listen, if you want to believe what you want to believe, this is why this is not for you. See, you're built to lose. And that's why you were in and out. I don't know why you waste your time here. This is for men. This is for guys that want to be men. You don't want to be a man. You're going to end up hurt bitch because as soon as she gives you a pinch or a crumb, you're going to think you're doing something, winner. And all she's going to be doing is playing you because guess what? She already knows you ain't shit, but you don't even know she knows that. But see, I'm a loser. How am I supposed to know that? I'm a loser. But you as a winner, You don't understand that everything you're doing is losing because you don't know what the fuck it is you're doing. But you think you are doing something because it's day 10. Oh, my God. What do you think is going to happen on day 11?
I don't know. I don't think I'm going to pursue it anymore, you know.
No, well, why? Wait. Can I give you some loser advice? Why don't you just call her right now and tell her to bring her pussy over or book a flight, come see me so you can suck my dick? Why don't you go ahead, wait. So you're telling me you have spent 10 days on the dating site and you didn't get her off? You just been talking to her on a dating site? You haven't been texting her by off the site?
No. No, I haven't.
Yeah. Why don't you? Yeah. Look. Just pack up. You shouldn't be here. You should just hang up on me and go find a red pill place. Cause you're never gonna be a man, big guy. I hate to tell you that. You'll never be a man. You're never gonna be a man. But your job is you're doing a good job. Cause you know when a guy like me fucks her, you know what she's gonna say? Well, I have this nice guy that I'm talking to, and oh my God, he's so sweet. He's happy that I even talked to him right now. He's such a winner.
All right, Steve. You have a good one.
Right. Oh, I'm always good. Look, I'm a loser in your world, so my world is great. I'm just sad that you're a winner in your world, because in your world, you think you're actually winning. All right, get the fuck off my fucking phone, loser. Get your bitch ass off. Don't fucking call back again. Get your fucking ass out of here. See what I'm talking about, guys? Do y'all see what the fuck? Do y'all see why y'all lose? Do y'all see why y'all lose? Look how much time you wasted. Ladies, please. Please waste my time and see what I do. Please. I beg you. Please waste my time. Do y'all see that, guys? Do y'all see that? This motherfucker actually thinks he's winning because he's talking to a bitch on the phone. Like, anyway, he's talking to her for 10 days. Oh, 10 whole days. Because, Steve, you got to understand there's competition out there. There's other guys. And, oh, it's just so hard nowadays. It's so tough nowadays. Do y'all see why they lose? Man, let me hold on. Let me see some here. Give me a second. Yeah, I got y'all. Hold on. I got your question. I'm sorry I missed your question. I missed it. I was talking to old boy. Let me scroll up and see. Because, oh, man. That motherfucker does not belong in here. He's in the wrong fucking room. He doesn't belong here. Then has a nerve to talk about he's a winner. Are you fucking serious? I'm a loser in his world. But yeah, if I find his name, I'm banning his ass. So if you see him, just get rid of that motherfucker. He don't belong in here. All right, let me read this question real quick. This question comes from this guy. He says, I know who I want to be and what it takes to be that person, but I won't stay disciplined. How do I become more disciplined and determined? Well, you don't want to be that. Why lie to yourself? I don't understand why. There's no reason to lie to yourself, gentlemen. Don't lie to yourself. Don't lie to yourself. There's no reason to lie to yourself, and you don't want to be. I do not understand you surface dwellers. Where you lie, you sit there and lie to yourselves, man. Why? Why lie to yourself and say you're more than you actually are? I mean, and I say this to my guys out here. Listen, I tell you, you don't have to be mean, rude, or disrespectful to a woman. I'm not saying you got to do that. But what he doesn't understand, because the way he's living his life, is he actually accepts women talking down to him, okay, and dogging him out, man. It's just amazing, man. I, you know what, it's, It's sad. It's sad when you guys give women all this damn credit and make them all special and shit. And gentlemen, this is in order to win. In order to win, you cannot go into this game worried about other motherfuckers. Guys, please listen to me. Please, please listen to me. You don't have to try to stand out. You don't have to fit in. Just being who you are should separate you from everybody else. Because everybody else is kissing her ass. Guys, I'm fine with her talking to other guys and having other guys that's around. She should. Gentlemen, look, before you meet her, there are other guys trying to get at her. So, hey, gentlemen, so technically, you're all the way at the back of the line where you want. That's exactly where you want to. Because let me tell you something. You know how great it feels when you're at the back of the line, but you get pushed to the front of the line because she moves you there? Do you know how great that is for a man? Well, I don't have to do those. I don't have to take her out. Now, I love for her to accompany me. And if I take her, I'm not feeding her. I mean, ice cream, y'all want to say ice cream is feeding her. It's only ice cream. I'm not talking about steak and lobster. I'm talking about ice cream and shit. That's it. But I'm saying to you guys out here, the best thing that you can do is be, I love, guys, there is no thrill like knowing she's got a fan club. There is no thrill like knowing that she's putting out sexy pictures of herself on the front end for those guys. It's, man, guys, all right, let me give you all a secret here. Now, I don't want to get too much away, but when a woman poses those pictures on the front end, you want to know why the guy that she's fucking is cool with that shit? Because the shit he's getting on the back end. Oh, it's so great. You don't have to worry, man, guys. What is this thing that y'all worry about women like her company? Why are y'all so scared? Do you surface? Okay, I get it. Surface dwellers worry about surface dwellers. I guess that's the rule of surface dwelling. But as a man, okay, as a man, but let me see something. Yeah, yes, sir. Yes. 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 Very good, sir. Good classification. Yes. But let me finish what I'm saying. Here's the thing. I know for a fucking fact that every guy she's talking to right now has never done the shit that I can do to her. I know that for a fact. Guys, y'all know how cold the fuck I am. I know that for a fucking fact. So because I know that, do you actually think I'm going to let a woman tell me about her DMs and shit? Matter of fact, what y'all will learn is when you have game, even the woman that has other guys, she's going to ask you how many women you – yeah, let me tell y'all something. If a woman doesn't ask you about other women, then you have problems because she's going to recognize if you have other women by what you say and what you do. And I am telling you guys right now, oh, fuck that. All my dogs, I'm telling y'all right now, I'm not that motherfucker. I am not that motherfucker. And I operate totally different. And she's allowed to do whatever it is she wants to say or wants to do. It is none of my business. It will never be any of my business. I don't care. You understand? I appreciate the surface dwellers. I love you guys. And I'm not being an asshole here. I'm serious. No. Let's have a one of these come to Jesus around robins. Let me tell you how much I love you. God, listen. I've been saying this since the Pussy Whip Show back in the late 90s. If I could give you guys a fruit basket to say thank you, I mean, my God, I truly appreciate you guys. And listen, let me show you how I appreciate it. I save your marriages, and I save your relationships because I got to fill in the gaps. See, because you do so much work for me, I have no problem with fucking your woman by helping fill in the gaps. I won't let her disrespect me. I mean, she'll be mean to you, but I'll bring it to her attention. Don't be mean to him. Don't yell at him. He's trying the best he can. I'm on your side. I think I'm playing. I'm serious. I'm on your side. Guys, let me tell you why I love you guys. I love you guys because somebody's got to do the shit that y'all do. So there is laws going on. Somebody's got to chew the grass. And I appreciate y'all motherfuckers. I love how y'all are worried about other men. When you talk to her, you feel like she's special. Oh, my God, that just warms my fucking heart. I really care about you motherfuckers. And I'm not trying to be a dick here. I'm being serious. I really care about you guys because I think, listen, I really salute the fact that you got to beg for it and you ain't even getting it and you take them out. The marketing team, they love, just like I keep telling you, the marketers and advertisers, everybody loves you. The only one that doesn't love you is you. You don't love yourself, but guess what? We love you. Because somebody's got to kiss her fucking ass, and that's not our job. It's not our job. It's your job. And I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you. I think it's fabulous. My son graduated from high school last night. So we go to this place. It's called it's called Perry Steakhouse. Look it up. So we go to a Perry Steakhouse type joint, man. And I get misty eyed sitting in this joint that, I mean, we're talking two people coming out of Perry's. All right, just two people coming out of Perry's. They're spending a minimum of $400 to $500 minimum. That's two people. And what is misty eyed about that is watching all the guys who ain't going to fuck take these women to these places trying to impress them. And while they're looking at their phones and all that, ignoring them and not looking everywhere else but them, it warms my heart because there is an appreciation out there. And as I'm watching all that's going on and watching these guys take these women, look at the menu. Look up, we'll pull it up, Perry's menu. It's Perry's Steakhouse. It's Perry's. Look at the menu. Look at the menu. Just look at the menu. You'll see they're coming off some ends. They're coming off some ends. But what I'm saying is, man, is that I appreciate the surface dwellers because their commitment to losing is so fucking beautiful. It's you cannot describe the commitment that they have to lose, the commitment that they have. And I'm not trying to be funny, but I mean, look at the last caller. Look, he actually thought he was a winner. He actually thought he was a winner. Listen to how he was talking. There's competition, other guys. Oh, my God, it's been 10 days, and, you know, I'm trying to get on the phone because I can't text. Gentlemen, what I am saying to you guys out there is that the beauty, there's beauty in these motherfuckers. There's beauty in it. And the thing is that when you go to places like this, okay, so, you know, places like this, you know, places like Perry's, look up River Oaks, Willie G's. And if you look up River Oaks, okay, if you look up River Oaks, look up River Oaks, Texas, look up River Oaks. We're talking $1 million. We're talking like the Beverly Hills of like Houston. Like there's every city has its own Beverly Hills. It's just y'all know Beverly Hills is Beverly Hills, but every state has its own Beverly Hills, and these places are smashed right into these Beverly Hills places because these things are just you know look up Willie G's in my other son when he graduated a few weeks ago, we went to Willie G's in River Oaks. Look that up. I'm just showing you. It's not show off. I'm just showing you the menu. And it's the same thing. Look up Willie G's. I think it's on Kirby Drive in River Oaks. Look up the menu. It's called Willie G's. Look at the menu. Yeah, I'm showing you. Y'all can fucking zoom in and Google. That area where Willie G's is and Katie or Kirby Drive, that's River Oaks. And if you kind of go, north on your Google Maps, you'll see the $1 million houses. You'll see the Beverly Hills, what I'm talking about. You'll see because it's a block. Well, no, it's not too far. Okay. Willie G's, Kirby Avenue. Yeah. So you just go up a little bit. You'll see the houses. Y'all look at it. I'm just showing y'all. I mean, you're not sure. What I'm saying is that when you go to these places, I see it all the time. Guys wasting money on women that don't deserve shit. I appreciate that, Kay. Appreciate that. What I'm saying to you guys out there is that this is why men love you guys. Because y'all are willing to do those things without getting any pussy. Y'all are willing to take these women out in these. Yeah, see that shit? Yeah, nice cut long. You see that? Yes, I'm telling you. Y'all, you don't believe me. I told you where it's at because we was there. I'm showing you. Ed, look at it. Beautiful houses. Beautiful. $1 million houses. We're talking about big, we're talking about like they, it's like damn near a block. It's like big, I mean like huge. But what I'm saying is that people take these women to these places because they feel like they got to impress them. And all they're doing is spending like $400 or $500 easy. Look at the menu. Look at the menu of the drinks and the ribeye. I think the ribeye, what was it? Ribeye Willie G's was a bone-in ribeye. I think it was like $61. That was just it, dog. They serve shit on like you get the ribeye, but they serve like dishes and shit. They don't just plop everything on a thing, man. Oh, no. But what I'm saying to you guys out there is that, unfortunately, guys like that one that called in, when he's going on a date, if she decides to go on a date with him, he's food. Listen to what Unc is saying. Y'all got questions? I'm going to check the lines are down, so let me shut it off the lines. Y'all want to call in? I mean, every guy question, put a Q in there. I'm saying that this is where he's going to go wrong. This is where he's going to go wrong. Because if she gives him a little bit of play, she's going to have him go to one of these expensive-ass places, and he's going to do it because he thinks he's going to get some pussy. Peach, I don't know what they have out there. I'm just showing you what they, you know, I'm just showing, just kind of give you an idea that they where, even where you live, Peach, they have these kind of places. They're everywhere. There is a Beverly Hills in every fucking state. It's just not just one. There's a Beverly Hills in every state. Every state. Because even when I was in Maryland, you can look up Potomac. Potomac Mills, Upper Marlboro, PG County. Ooh, the houses were big. Our house was kind of big when I was in Mitchellville, Maryland. But shit, the old man moved from that house, and the old man, the pops, he's sitting on acres now. He's sitting on millions of dollars of shit. You know what I'm saying? So, and y'all know the prices of Maryland and D.C. D.C., the cost of living is high as fuck out that motherfucker. But what I'm saying is, you got those everywhere you go. I'm saying that for you guys listening to me, why would you be a sucker and feel, see what happens with a lot of guys, let me explain something. What happens with a lot of guys out there is that they feel like they've got to impress the woman. Yeah, hey, Cha-Cha, yeah, I'm from Maryland. I'm from the DMV, brother. I'm from the DMV. I lived in Gaithersburg, Germantown, Silver Spring, Rockville, Woodbridge, Virginia, which is kind of on the outskirts. You know, that's kind of outskirts. But lived in Mitchellville, Maryland, in PG County. Went to Duval High School. That's where I didn't get the pussy from that girl that I'm going to show you the audio. But I was in Duval and shit. And the other chick I was smashing was in Bowie. And the other chick that I was hitting that looked like Peg Bundy lived off of Martin Luther King. So it was all up and down by Landover. But Landover Mall is gone now because they had FedEx Field. But I'm just saying for all you guys out there that's listening to what I'm saying is that I'm saying that when you don't believe in yourself and you waste time, okay? Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Oh, you're in Suitland. Okay, I looked at the small picture. I didn't see you. I'm sorry for the disrespect. I didn't mean to be disrespectful. I didn't look at your photo. I mean, usually I'm just used to the guys and shit. I apologize, but allow me because, you know, I got you. I got you. No, I got you. I always let the women be moderators because so no one won't bother you. But yeah, I got you. No disrespect. I'm not trying to be a dick. But no, what I'm saying to you guys, I didn't really look at the face. But anyway, what are my thoughts in joining the Army? My thought is this, and you asked me the question. I'm not here to push military. But if you ask me the question, I'm going to answer the question. I think for any young man getting out of high school that the most critical time of your life is what the fuck you do. But wait, as soon as you throw your hat up, oh, guys, oh, my God, I can't wait to talk to y'all about August. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't wait to be talking about August. Oh, my God. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm going to get back focused. So these are the most critical moments. So when you throw your hat up in the air and it comes down and you catch it, from that moment is the most critical time between that moment you catch that and the first few years of getting out of high school are critical, okay? Are critical. And what is critical is you don't realize at that young age that you're working from that moment towards retirement. And everything you're going to do is going to set you in motion to do something. And most people don't even think that way. And for a lot of young people, what they do is they take time off and they wait. And I always tell them that, you know, the people that graduated your year, they're like a year, 2 years ahead of you. So by saying that, let me just say this real quick. So what I'm saying is that If you don't know what you want to do and you're not sure where you want to go, Walmart, now again, I'm not knocking you at Walmart. Walmart, Burger King, fast food restaurants and all that shit, grocery stores, that's for kids. See, my son, who's doing like clinical work and shit now, he's he was at a grocery store and stayed there and became a manager, but he quit the job because he got a career. He got a promotion, or not a promotion, but he had a job. His career is lined up for him. So he already got that together. But see but what I'm saying to all you guys, that's what's important, okay? But I'm saying to all you guys is that I'm just being asked a question because I'm answering this question, but I want to slow it down and let you know the depth, because this is, to me, it's important, because I didn't know what I wanted to do. I had no idea. But see, I was looking at my old man told me I had to get the fuck out. I had to get the fuck. Look, college, military, but you got to get the fuck out of my house. Whoa. Okay. What? What happened was, gentlemen, is that I tell you about the military. I'm going to tell you why I would say for any young man that does not know what he wants to do in life to join the military. And I'm just going to tell you why, because I'm not a recruiter. I'm just asked the question. So I'm not a recruiter. So it's not me pushing the military on you motherfuckers. I'm just answering the question. But what the military does is it gives you a starting point unlike any starting points you have. Okay, you take a test. It's called the ASRAF, as whatever the fuck it is. You take a test. Based on your skill, they're going to give you a list of choices that you have. You see, a lot of people will scare you, oh, you got to be in the front lines and shit. No, mother, you be in the office. You can do – there are jobs that you can have, okay? So once you choose your job, you go to basic training. Now, basic training is going to beat your ass. Basic training is going to be tough, but it's going to give you discipline. Oh, but it's going to get the beginning is going to be tough. They're going to yell at you and scream at you and dog you out. But as you go further down and about to graduate, they kind of let up off you and stuff like that. And then you get your assignment and all the other stuff. So what's beautiful is when you get your assignment, they have this thing called a GI Bill. And that means whatever you put into the GI Bill, they match whatever you put in. And that goes towards your college. So you can go to college in the military. But the beautiful thing about the military, hey, you get 3 free square meals. So guess what? You get to save money. You don't have to spend money because you got free food. You get lodging. Don't have to worry about rent. So all you can do is stack your paper. Stack your paper, eat your free meals, and did I mention travel? Oh, my God. Guys, oh, my God. The traveling to other countries. Oh, my God. The pussy. Oh, my. Guys, if you've never traveled, this gives you opportunity to travel. Number one, you get to travel. Now, again, let me just explain what happened. You have to wake up in the morning. You do PT. You go to formation, and then you go wash your ass and eat breakfast, and then come back to morning formation. And then after morning formation, you go back to, you know, you go to your job. And then you have you come in the afternoon, you formate, then you go eat lunch, and then you come back in formation at the end of it, and then you're done. And it's just it's Monday to Friday. You have your weekends off. You have your weekends off. But again, I mean, a lot of y'all guys are y'all alcoholic ass motherfuckers. Y'all waste y'all money on beer and shit. I'm not saying do it. I mean, do your thing. But I'm just saying that you get an education, you learn something, and you get to stack your cash and travel. I would never. I would never tell any of you guys to do it. It's up to you, okay? But what is important is that you can stay in or you can leave. This is the critical moment for you young men. If you're 21, if you're over fucking 20 and you are working a shitty ass job, you better get your ass out of that fucking job. You guys do not understand. You're going to war, gentlemen, and this is not trying to scare you. I promise you, I will not try to scare you. You're going to throw your hat up in the air. You're going to blink, and you're going to be 21. And by the time you blink again, you'll be like 28, 29 years old. You're going to blink again, you'll be in your 30s, late 40s. And you're going to be like, where did that fucking time go? Shit's going to go fast. But what I'm saying is, what worries me about you young men is y'all think y'all got forever. And you gotta get 401. You gotta work on stocks, bonds, nest eggs, mutual funds. You gotta stack your fucking paper up. You're not stacking for women, you're stacking your future. If you don't go to the military, you better get yourself a fucking job. You are no longer on your parents' insurance. You got to pay insurance for that fucking car now. You got to pay for maintenance for that car. You got to pay for the car. You got to pay for the apartment. You got to pay for electricity. You got to pay for entertainment. You got to pay for your cable. Oh, and your telephones. You got to pay for that phone bill as well. Uh-huh. Welcome to life. But I'm saying to you motherfuckers that life is going to eat you up and spit you out if you don't have your shit together. Life, time, game. They're not going to wait for you. They are constantly moving like the strongest current there is. And listen, and Rob, I can show you where this success comes from. Hold on, let me show y'all motherfuckers. Oh, let me show y'all something. Hold on, give me a second. I'll show you. Look, hold on. Let me just pull this shit up. Let me show y'all. I'm gonna show y'all. All right. So, let's see here. Let me save this. Save the image. All right. So let me show y'all something. Let me show my dog something real quick. All right. Let me show y'all something. I'm being serious. This is a serious conversation. This is your life. So I really take this shit serious about what I'm about to talk to y'all about. So let me pull this shit up. Yeah. I take this seriously. I don't play when it comes to your life and how you live. I don't fucking play, but I'm going to give you an example. I'll be happy to give you an example, okay? All right, so let me give you an example. All right, so I'm going to give you an example. And we're going to go forwards back, okay? Where the fuck did I put that shit at? Come on, Steven. Hold on a second, put that there. All right, hold on, let me find it. Where'd I put that bitch? Come on, Steven, where the fuck you put that shit? Hold on. Do that shit again. Oh, I saved it in E. Ah, okay, here we go. All right, let me show y'all something, because this is serious, but this should be inspiration to you guys out there that hopefully will find inspiration in this, and I'm very serious for you guys out here. Let me delete this and show y'all, because y'all asked the question. We don't have to talk about women all the fucking time. We talk about this shit. So let me show you. Okay, so what the fuck? All right, let me try it again. Okay, so let me show y'all this. Okay, so what you see right here to your fucking military right is my father. Now, you might be able to see me in one of those photos. There's my sister to the bottom. I think you see the one I'm over his shoulder. You see his shoulder, his left hand shoulder. That's probably me right there. But anyway, that's the old man, okay? So let me explain something to y'all about the old man, okay? He's a lawyer right now, okay? So Fox News hires him. He talks investigative work. He's a lawyer. He's very, very successful. But I want to explain how he became successful. I want to explain how he became successful. He came from Lake Charles, bumfuck Louisiana. Did not have clothes. He was just poor, broke. He got into the military. He went to NAM and all that other stuff. But once he got out of NAM, he joined the police force. And while he was joining the police force, he was working his work study to work for the FBI, which he did. Once he moved up to the FBI, he then, while he was in the FBI, he started studying law. So once he started making money in law versus what he was making at the Federal Bureau of Investigations, he left that shit and became a full-time lawyer. And then because of his arrogance of who the fuck he is, he's a goddamn Williams, he got himself a position on Fox News. But this is why I say to all you guys, but it started with having a plan and an idea where the fuck you want to go. He didn't waste time. He didn't put – see, his thing was while everybody was playing around and partying and having a good time, he was hitting the books and he was doing what he was supposed to do. Now he can do whatever the fuck he wants to do and go where he wants to go while everybody's like scrambling and shit. But it started with having a plan. And that's why I say for you guys, you need to have a plan. You should have a plan. And if it's not the military, have a plan, but you don't have time. I'm going to tell you about companies. They love young motherfuckers that can go in with the company. But let me tell you something. Also, let me tell you something about companies. See, think about companies that y'all don't understand. Even though I got into some swinging and all that shit, I'm going to show you a loophole that people don't tell you about. See, the thing about companies is before they hire anybody from the outside, they always look to their own first to move them up the ladder or move them to start a career. So if you are not sure of what you want to do and you don't want to do the military, I'm going to give you another option here. Guys, become a mail clerk. Guys, let me tell you the benefits. There are so many benefits of being a mail clerk. Because if the company shall fall and go away, we are the last ones that get, because mail still has to travel and mail has to still go around. So mail clerks are always needed. They are very important. And that's why I used to tell them, that's how I used to get in as mail clerk. I used to say, but we're the bloodline of every company. Because we're the ones that hold the contracts. We're the ones that have to make sure the contracts are delivered on time. See, that's how you get in. But anyway, but once you're in the mailroom, let me tell you the benefits of the mailroom. Number one benefit, you get a number of free food. Because guess what? Okay, think about a job. A company, hold on, guys. Let me get the, it's marker time. Hold on, see? It's all game and everything. So let's get the marker out. Let me show y'all about a company that y'all don't understand. Okay, so all right, so let me show y'all. All right, ready? All right, we're going to the thing. Ready? All right, so here we go. So this is the rule. This is the rule of a company. Okay, we're going to look on this side first. There are three levels to a company. There's upper management, mid, and then there's everybody else. And then there's mail clerks, right? But as a mail clerk, we rub elbows with both parties. We rub elbows with both these guys. The mail room touches everybody. We touch every – we hit it all. So guess what? So here's the first thing. When these guys have meetings, when they have board meetings, you know they hire Olive Garden, Subway – it's more sometimes a lot of Subway sandwiches and stuff like that. So they always say, guess who's got to clean up and get to eat that shit? The mail guy. Just Alexander, remember, y'all at the bottom, but there's power. Guys, there's power here. I'm showing y'all the power structure. See, everybody here in the middle is intimidated about that, because you'll notice, like, when you go in the elevator and you see, like, the CFO and all that, they get they clench their ass cheeks and they're just like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, it's the president of the company. Don't say nothing. Don't fucking root. Not us. We get in the elevator with them. My Steve Areno. Because I was, okay, let me show you how great it is. But this is, see, remember, this is, if it wasn't for up here, I would have never came up with the idea to create a apartment. Get an apartment with all the fellas so we can have a fuck place where we bring all the women in. You know, I learned it here. Orgies, threesomes, a lot of stuff up here, but I'll get to that in a second. Anyway, so what happens when you're in the mail room, okay, when you're in the mail room, you rub elbows with everybody. And most importantly, the secretary, they see it up here. See the up here, there is one major secretary that is in control of all the secretaries. And that's the one that works for either the president or the CEO or the CFO of that company. She's usually like one secretary, but she's one of the most powerful people in there because all the other secretaries are intimidated because she's next to the, if you look at royalty, if you think about it as a royalty type stuff. So what I'm saying is that in the mailroom, you have freedom. You don't have anybody under you. I mean, you'll have a boss, but all right, let's say this is one. Okay, hold on. Hold on, let me put circles in. Hold on, give me a second. All right, let me show y'all something. Let me show you how deep it is. Okay, so if you're the circle, that's the job. Okay, these are the levels of the job. But the building has other companies in it. And guy, oh my, guys, mailroom guys, cool with the security guys. Because security guys give the mailroom guys in. See, we kind of work hand in hand. Let me show y'all some game. We kind of work hand in hand with the security guys. Because, see, we know all the rumors, all the gossip. Because who do you think everybody comes down and hangs out with? They always hang out with us. When they're trying to leave, they always come down to the mailroom or around the mailroom. Like when they take smoke breaks, because we're at the bottom floor, sometimes they'll go through our door to take smoke breaks or that, whatever. But we have access to everybody, okay? And through the security guys, we learn about all the floors that we can fuck on because they have access to all the empty floors. But what do we give them in return? We give them information about some of the chicks there so they can holler at. See, we work hand in hand. Y'all don't even know that shit. The male clerks work hand in hand with the security guards because the security guards give us access to fuck on floors, but we give them access to let them know about the which woman to talk to versus which one not to. So if there was one woman, we give them the scoop on it. You know, well, what's up with old girl? Da 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 da. Oh no no no, she like da da da. Oh, okay, but this one over here. Oh man, gee da 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 da. You see, we kind of work hand in hand, okay? Hold on, the mailroom guys are like the Lance Corbett, Marvin Ring. Yeah, hey Rob, they don't need Rob. I'm trying to tell him Rob. They don't know that we're connected. Guys, let me tell y'all something. We connect with middle management. We know all the women. We know all the secretaries. We know everything that's going on. We know all the gossip. We know everything. But the beautiful thing about it is that we rub elbows with royalty, the COO, CFO, vice president, president. We rub elbows with them up there. Hey, and I know y'all gonna like y'all think y'all wouldn't do it. Let that motherfucker call me, tell me, hey, can you drive my car over and get a detail? Oh yes, sir, give me keys. I've been told to detail a car. I've been told to go for it and go get some roses and bring it to his old life. Hey, whatever the president, CFO, or COO wants of us, we gonna do. Because what happens is that we are what you called untouchables. We're like untouchables. See, because we know upper management, we can't be fucked with. Not even our boss can fuck with us. Because even though we have a boss, we are cool with their boss, which means we got a little bit of power over them. So they can't fuck with us. So let me tell you something. As long as we dole the mail out around in the morning and do it in the evening, which the beautiful thing is, we have nothing but freedom. We can do whatever we want, when we want. We can even leave the fucking building and go wherever we want. You want to know why? Because they're assuming we're out doing something for somebody, so they're not going to ask any questions. Hey, it's beautiful. But I'm going to tell you about that. But what I'm saying is, as far as job-wise, what's so cool about it is when it comes – because we're cool with HR. We rub elbows with everybody, HR, the legal department. If you want legal advice for free, we got that too. We can go to the legal department because we cool with them. Every department, accounting department, we are fucking connected with everybody. So as long as we're doing our job, we're connected. Because if I'm cool with the legal team, if I'm all, hey, legal team, like, hey, Steve, you send this out. I'll pay. I got you. Don't even worry about it. I'll send it FedEx on me. Oh, that's real nice. Oh, I appreciate that. No problem. Why? Hey, why am I doing that? Because when I go up there and I need a problem, damn, I don't mean to bother you, but I have a legal question. Oh, sure. Come on in. What's up? Y'all don't even know the game. It's so much, guys. I'm not telling you the benefits of the food because that's free. You sometimes you do have to set up the things, and you might have to be told to go to Firehouse Subs, whatever. You get the subs and all that stuff, and you got to set it up. But once they're done, they're like, hey guys, y'all clean it up, eat, hey, take what you want home. Hey, when they Christmas parties, do you know much fucking we're doing at Christmas time? Do you understand how, guys, I tell you, all you guys, are like, your girl be like, well, I'm going to the Christmas party. And y'all be like, okay, I don't want to go. Have a good, don't y'all better not do that. Because they fucking one of us on one influence at Christmas time. We got the card to get into the building. Who is connected to the security guards that have the connection to the empty floors in the building. I don't think they understand. What I am saying is that I get to, okay. The vice president, his name was Brad. I ain't gonna tell you, his name is Brad. White, rich white motherfucker. He's like, you know, he made me go to Costco. He made me go to Costco or was it BJ's, whatever. He gave me his keys. He said, I need you to go to this. Now, see, okay, in Houston, there are pockets of rich areas. You've got Katy, Texas, Woodlands, Kingwood, River Oaks. He had an apartment a little bit outside of River Oaks, just a little bit, just a little nice little furnished apartment. See, they've got what is called a business like apartments where it's already furnished. So he didn't have to do anything. I had to just go over there and put drinks and shit in there. I didn't buy any liquors. I just filled the thing with drinks and all that other shit. Whatever the order was, I did it. But that's where I got my first idea. But as I got to know him and everything, he kind of got me into, okay, you remember the layer cake? There's a movie called Layer Cake about the country clubs. I was so cool with him. See, here's the thing. B Dog had money, power, success. What he didn't have was game. What he didn't have was game. So I got cool with him. You know, we would talk football, sports, all that good shit. But here's the beautiful thing. We got so cool, I told him, look, when you want to fuck, because he was fucking some of the chicks in the office. I said, if you're trying to fuck, and you know you can't make it, you know, at the apartment because you got, like, shit you got to do, you let me know. And I will get with one of the security guards, and I'll get you access to an empty floor where you can get it quick. If you want to get your dick sucked, or you want to fuck real quick. See that? See, guys, y'all got to see how I'm doing this. y'all got to see how I'm doing this. That was with him, with the president, the one that everybody's scared of. Oh no, he called me Steve Areno because anytime I want to, I can just knock on this. Hey, I can speak to such. Oh, is he in today? Okay. Hey, sir, did you watch the game today? You know, we just talk a little bit, right? And say, is there anything you need me to do? Is there anything you need me to do? Oh well, yeah. Sir, I got it. I'll, I'll, hey, I'll take your fucking fancy ass BMW, whatever, and drive that motherfucker with all the leather interior. I'll take that motherfucker to the car wash and get a detail for you real quick, sir. I got you. Is there anything you want to do for your wife? Or ask him, is there anything you want to do? Hey, but see, what happened was when we get in the elevator, while middle management would freeze up, we just talking. See, I when you're in the mailroom, you got it's a power play where no one can fuck with you, because once they realize that you're connected with upper management and even your boss, you can't get fired when you got power. Everything is like power moves and stuff like that. So what I'm saying is that I had power. So whenever there is a job coming up, I easily get a job, whatever you want to do, because HR is going to come knocking at your door, because guess what? Hey, Gladys, how you doing today? How was your day, Gladys? Oh, really? Oh, what did y'all do today? Oh, that's interesting. Wait while you get her mail out. Really? Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Oh, y'all had a good time? Really? Okay, yeah. Well, of course. Okay. Hey, hold on a second. Where's my... I forgot. I didn't wear glasses then, but I'm just showing you my Clark Kent. So I was like, I'm like Clark Kent and everything, you know. Hey, Gladys. Yeah. How you doing? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, if you need anything, you let me know. Oh, well, Steve, I got a pack. Oh, what? Just give me the package. I got it. I got you covered. Just give it to me. Gladys, Gladys, I'll send you the tracking on that. So whenever there's a job coming up, hey, Steve, guess what? Hey, Steve, just want to let you know there's going to have a position for da-da-da-da. Would you like it? Oh, no, Glass, I'm fine. No, thank you. I'm good. That's what y'all don't understand. I'm already moving the pieces and the players. But what I keep telling y'all guys, just like high school, the office is nothing but click-up circles. They're clicks. That's it. There's nothing but clicks. But the one thing that I am within those clicks is I'm clicked up with every click, because I got to, deliver mail to every click. So I'm in. I'm in with everybody, because everybody has something to offer me. Everybody has something to offer me, okay? And what is it that they have to offer me? It's around, where we at? We're almost the middle of May, so we got June, July 4th. July 4th is when it goes down, because who do you think is going to be offered to go to these house events, these parties? Who do you think has access? I've got access to choose what party I want to go to based off the women that are there, because they're going to invite me. But how I do it, this is when I made my next power move by going and finding the 5 o'clock bitchy, whiny people that go to happy hour. Because in order for my virus to spread throughout the company, I must show them that I am not just the male guy. I'm not just Clark Kent like in the office. I'm like a super motherfucker outside the office. See, remember, I keep it professional. I'm very professional in the office. Now, again, I do have my spots to fuck at. Hey, let me show y'all game. Who do you think gets fed by us? Hey, Steve, well, there's some leftover subs, and just help yourself. Oh, okay, cool. Hey, bling, bling, security. Hey, yo, what's up, big dog? Hey, just want to let you know, have y'all eaten anything? No, look, man, we got a lot of subs up here, man. I got you, man. I'm going to bring you some subs. They have subs, cookies, and chips. And what, y'all wanted some Cokes and Sprites and stuff? All right, I got y'all, man. Y'all don't even see them. Y'all don't even see how many moves are being played right here. Because I will bring all that shit down to them. Because not only do they show me the levels, but they also tell me where, what y'all don't understand about what y'all, when people fuck up, like as far as offices goes, they talk to the security guards like a pair. Like they just go to the security guards, and the security guards always ask for information. Like, oh, where y'all ladies getting into? Oh, it's an evening. Oh, we going to this happy hour here. Oh, we're going to this happy over there. So when I go and give out them sandwiches to the security guard. Oh, and I see you. I see a fine ass woman walk by. I say, hey, wait, what's the deal with her, man? What's up? Oh yeah, she da 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 da. Oh really? Okay. All right. Hey, so what she normally do when she get off work? Ah shit, she go to happy hours on she always go to the Dangerous Rust. That yeah, there's a happy hour. The Dangerous Rust has happy hour at 5 o'clock. She always there when they get Dangerous Rust around 5:30. That's the hangout spot. Oh no shit. I bet. See guys, you don't understand how it is. It's no different than high school and college. You got to work the system for your benefit. Look, I got the umbrella cover of the presidents and all the upper management and the secretary, the main secretary. Because guess what? You see, offer her anything, but if I find out there's some donuts or kolaches or something like that, I will offer. I say, they have something down here on the third floor. Would you like anything? Oh, no, Steve, I appreciate it. You know, just trying to wake up my way. See, that was the first time. Look, these motherfuckers are so caked up. That was the first time I actually ate a chocolate-covered coffee bean. I thought it was like Raisinets. I mean, they were so caked up. They had chocolate-covered coffee beans, which is the most disgusting fucking thing ever in the world. But what I'm saying is that I worked because everybody had something to give me. All the secretaries... Oh my God! Look, see, all the secretaries were bad and beautiful, right? Secretaries are fine, but guess what else was in there? All the women in these skirts, these poor women who are just not getting fucked by their men. Oh man, there was so much fucking going on because the security guards was fucking, the mailroom guys was fucking, and the upstairs motherfucker. Everybody was fucking, but everybody else was working. But what I'm saying is that what I did to make moves, all I'm showing y'all guys, I'm showing y'all moves right now. All I did was create it. Because I rubbed elbows, so I didn't mind being a gopher for anybody in upper management because that was the umbrella of protection I had. But when I got there, as long as I did the mail, hey, your boy will cover you if you about to. You remember how you think I met that the woman at Kmart who had a daughter was a stripper. The reason I met her is because when I was sneaking off doing something to go get some other ass, I went through Kmart. I always used to go to that Kmart, but I always said hi to that old lady. Always went in her line and shit. What I'm saying is that I was connected. I was an untouchable. That means that my boss couldn't even fuck with me. But my boss never fucked with me because my boss was cool. My boss was like, hey, just do y'all work. Y'all good. The thing is, when they don't have problems with us, and it looks good on them, so they never had problems with us. We got everything taken care of, man. We had the music going. We had everybody had their stations, man. It was like a fuck building. It was beautiful. It was beautiful because we worked with the secretaries, we worked with the security guards and all that other stuff. We worked everybody because everybody has something to offer us. And everybody in that building had at least three or four badass women who were looking for some dick on the side, looking for some dick. If not them. And all we had to do when I was ready for the virus to go out, I did what I did at happy hour. And then the good natured Steve was all of a sudden a player. I had a reputation. See, y'all guys like, oh man, you don't want to have a reputation. Oh, you goddamn do. Because they look at you totally different when you have a reputation. But guess who they invite to the fucking party? Guys, you have your pick of what you want to do Friday or Saturday night. Especially when there's holiday parties or Christmas parties, you got. But see, what's cool is your boy Brad was in a lot of shit. Your boy Brad was like, motherfuckers that's caked up. Y'all don't know the shit that goes on and the shit that they're doing. Money and power, they, Yeah, there's a lot of shit going on in that layer cake in that fucking that goddamn club, that the country club. That's one thing. But don't the fucking the nasty shit. I mean, I'm talking like think about these guys. They like those thin, you know, I don't like those thin ones, but they like those model type chicks. You know how they are. They like the thin model with like no ass and shit. And they're like, I'm a model, you know, put a book over the head type shit. But dog, the shit we were doing. But I'm saying, start in the mailroom. But you don't have to be in the mailroom. You can be in the mailroom, get the position, and grow with the company that way. Instead of being an outsider that has to work his way in the company. I always tell guys, if you're young and you don't know what you want to do, get your ass in the mailroom. If you don't want to do the army, get your ass in the mailroom. Because you're going to rub elbows with the powerful motherfuckers in that building. You're not a power player, but you hang out with the power players. And when you have that kind of power, you're untouchable. There's no yelling and disrespect. Listen, nobody fucks with you. You got lawyers y'all understand there's a legal, when you got major companies and shit, they got a legal team. There's a floor that's legal. Hey, did I tell you about the IT floor? Oh shit. Have an IT problem. Do you know what the IT guys do? Dude, IT, HR, legal. You are connected with all these levels, and they do shit for you. And the security guards, oh, my guys, I'm telling you, man, they know who's fucking. They know what floors to fuck on. They got all the answers in the building of where you can fuck at. They got that. That's already on lock, man. That's already on lock, bro. But see, that's game right there. I'm just saying for you young guys, man, get y'all. Hey, look, here's your best thing. 9 to 5 or 8 to 4, whatever. And it's Monday through Friday. You get the weekends off. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It is beautiful. It is nothing like it, dog. It's nothing like it because you get to, you know, they'll give you a company car sometimes. You get free. It's just nobody's over your shoulder. Nobody's over your shoulder, and you can just do whatever you want. Guys, we'll do it for 12 more minutes, but nobody's over your shoulder, and that's the beautiful thing about the game right there. Nobody's over your shoulder. You get to do whatever the fuck it is you want to do. You get to do whatever it is you want to do. And by doing whatever you want to do, man, it's just beautiful, man. Wishes and dreams, once important, is born and actually interesting. Worries about other people once you listen to and reject it. Russ, I don't know what the fuck you talking about, but I'm gonna keep going. But now I'm just saying, y'all guys out there, if y'all got questions, go ahead. We're gonna do another 6 more minutes. But what I'm saying to y'all guys out there about what I'm showing you is that this is how y'all win. If you're out of high school, you better fucking get a career started. And even though you might not start a career in the mailroom, it can begin the process of moving you in. Look. You don't have to go to, I'm not saying I wish y'all do go to school, but in the mailroom, you don't need to go to school because they hire from within. Man, if everybody loves you, you get dibs before they push that shit, before they send that to the what are they called? Those fucking companies that find these job placements and shit. Before they throw it to those people, they will bring it to you first and see if you want to do it. Because if they're not bringing it to you, guess who's coming and telling you they might have a position? The people in that section. They'll say, hey, Steve, you know, we got a position opening up, and you'll get it before HR. Yeah, before the agency. But I'm just saying, before you go to the agencies, you get connected. Connected. You bypass all that shit, dog. You connected, man. That's the beautiful thing. Guys, that's the beautiful thing about this shit, dog. It's so much power in what I'm saying, dog. But y'all want to sit around and just, unfortunately for y'all guys, y'all want to just sit around and, y'all want to just sit around and work at burger joints and shit like that. I want y'all to get in a place where y'all can start a career. You know, a career can be started, but I'm just saying, man, get in the mailroom, shit. It's so many benefits, dog. I mean, they always, I mean, goddamn, even the Christmas parties before the Christmas party, they're like, we got all this food. Can you just, like, you just throw it away if you want or whatever. What I used to do, and this is not my kind heart because I ain't shit, but what I used to do is after like Christmas or Thanksgiving parties, I would go to every floor and I would collect all that food and I would go feed the homeless and shit. I would do that every Christmas and every Christmas and every Thanksgiving. I would take that food and feed homeless people with it. But I'm just saying, it's just so much food that like the security guards are fed, everybody else is fed. You want to take all that shit on. So, you know, they want you to get rid of it. So I just put that shit in the car and I'll just drive around the city and just feed the fucking homeless and shit. So, but I'm just saying that it's a good thing to have that kind of clout where you can go in there. You can go, you can start from that point. You can, you will be connected. You connect with everybody. You rub elbows with the top motherfuckers. You rub elbows with CFOs, presidents, vice presidents. You run up to the executive secretaries like Ray was saying. You run into the major hitters. You run into major hitters. The floor is so major, it's quiet as fuck up there. It's like, hey, I can hear myself think. You know, you just speak to them and they'll start speaking to you and then you build a rapport. You build a relationship. But middle management, oh my God, the secretaries that got access to pussy. The women in those offices, access to pussy. The bitch ass guys, access to pussy. Security guards, access to pussy. Everybody's got something for you, dog. Why do y'all think I tell you in December to be cool? And this is where you got to establish everything with everybody in December. Because right now is a time that a lot of shit's about to drop and happen that y'all can be a part of. I met a woman on IG. We fucked on the first date. The connection was there. Then she told me she's leaving town in 3 months. When she back, she'd like to get to know me better. In the meantime, what is your fucking question? I feel like you're lying, but what is your question? What is your question? What is your question? Ivan, what is your question? And you didn't make a connection. I don't understand why you guys think you make a connection with a piece of pussy. Bitch, you ain't make no connection. She's just someone that you fucked. You ain't make no connection. If you think you make a connection with a woman that shows you her representative first, you goddamn liar, man. You see the fuck he's saying. In the meantime, tell me I can date a woman when she's back, which I'm doing. So do I think I should keep talking to her on the phone? I really feel like you're lying to me, dog. Because this has got to be a stupid ass question. Why wouldn't you talk to her if she was really real? I just hate you guys lying on shit. I hate when you guys sit around and lie on your dick like you're actually doing some shit. And you know, Ivan, what I hate the most is when you try to fucking show off. You ain't fucking no woman. And look at you. Let me tell you why I hope you're lying to me. Because if you're not lying to me, okay, if you're not lying, then you are the biggest bitch in the room right now. Let me show you why. Let me show you why. Hold on. Let me show you why you're the biggest bitch. Because look at you. Look at what she told you. She told you what to fucking do. You see that? See, guys? Hold on, let me show y'all something. No, wait, no, no. If you ain't lying, I'm going to show you why you're the biggest bitch in the room then. It's cool. Because either way, it's a double-edged sword. You pick your side. So let me show you this, okay? Let me show you this. This motherfucker is in love. He got a piece of pussy. And after he got a piece of pussy, the bitch told him what the fuck to do. Do y'all not see that? The bitch told him what the fuck to do. She told him what to do. And now he, the woman in all this shit, is sitting around letting her tell him what the fuck he should be doing. See, nah, yeah, okay, yeah, you're not lying, but then you the biggest bitch because you got a fucking woman delegating to you what you can and can't do. And he think he's doing something. This is what I'm saying, man. And you do. Y'all got to stop lying like the dude. You ain't lying, but you, okay, you ain't lying, but you know you a big bitch right now, right? You're actually asking me or telling me and everybody in this room that a fucking woman that you just got a piece of pussy from told you what to do and you're abiding by that shit? And now you want to ask me, you want to let her go? Ah, come on, dog. Man, come on, man. Come on, dog. Come on, man. Man, you tricking, dog. Dog, you see? Yeah, if I was you, I'd have just said I'm lying, because now you see why you a bigger bitch than now that you're doing that, because you letting a first day piece of pussy tell you what the fuck to do. What does that say about you? What does that say about you where you are being told what to do from a piece of pussy you got on the first day? What kind of emotional strain does she have on your weak ass where she's fucking telling you and then you're asking me what you should do? Shit, come on, man. Come on. I'm just being honest with you. I'm glad you, I know you ain't lying. I know you ain't lying, but you see what you are though, right? 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 And listen, I didn't make this up. In the meantime, she told me. In the meantime, she told me.
Wait, sometimes.
I say it like this. If you can tell me what to do, then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
Damn. So who's telling who what to do? See what I'm saying? I'm just showing you, Ivan. I'm glad you're here, but I'm just saying, my brother, that you being told what to do from a piece of pussy, that from an ancient bitch that fucked you on the first day, has that kind of power over you, then what the fuck do you see in the mirror every day to allow a woman to walk all over you and tell you what the fuck you should be doing, and yet you're doing? Wait. Look what he said. I didn't even see that part. Look what he said. She told me I can date other women until she comes back. And look what he said, which I'm doing. Should you keep her? Wait. No, the question is, should she keep you? You the marking this shit, man. Come on, man. What the fuck? Ivan, I got you, dog. I got to call out. You know I am. I got to call out that bullshit. You know what I mean, brother? I got to call that bullshit. So, Ivan, man, look, man, you need some help, brother, because you ain't winning. You actually think you're winning being told what to do by a woman. My God, man. Telling that motherfucker. And he like, okay. Hey, dog. And this from a one-day piece of pussy? Hey. They connected. He said they connected. Wait, he said it. I didn't say it. He said they're connected. Ivan, man, you getting rammed, bro. You getting rammed, dog. You getting rammed. No. He doesn't need his puzzles. He needs to think about the graveyard. He's got to remember everybody in there thought they had one thing coming to him, and they thought they had tomorrow coming and live every day like it is your last, gentlemen, because that's what the game is all about. At the end, guys, we got the real game, no theory, tomorrow at 12 noon. Ivan, learn some game, brother. You actually need it, man. You need it. But, guys, I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset. Y'all need me. Get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. 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 Other than that, guys, please don't be these guys. Just be a fucking man. Please, please.
Just like that, man mindset. Just like that, man mindset.
Have a good night. The show is over. Take notes and use what the dean has told you. Now with dating, your game is colder. No hesitation when you approach her. Gotta level up, gotta keep on rising. Till you the best, got the touch like Midas. Now you got style, you got all the women flocking. So many options, now you got it popping. Thank you for tuning in. Ay, just like that, man mindset. Gotta come back again. Ay, just like that, man mindset. Email the man mindset at gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and share. Let's go.
Are you playing that game and don't send me an invite? How are you playing that game and don't invite me? You're in wrestling, aren't you? That's what it says you're playing. Uh-huh. Well, somebody on your shit. Yeah. All right, well, get at me then, man.
Well, I mean, I'll be home in like 20 minutes.
All right, get at me. Oh my gosh.